Blog Talk Radio.
Possess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it.
Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail.
Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio.
Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name.
Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
been lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up, he is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place, he is God, the King of Kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes, I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I believe in him.
Are you ready?
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Time again. Welcome to the Mega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. Tonight is the Sunday night 8 p.m. program. It is the International School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday. I want to greet everyone out there, wherever you may be tuning in from. Hello to Jonathan out in the UK. Hello to Bill Pringle. Cry out to Jesus, Elijah Fire Radio, Ephesians 6:1:1. Am loving him, assassin of darkness. Let's see who else we have here. Stand for Truth, and I see Zoe Mortal from Texas. Hope you all have had a great weekend, and you are ready for tonight's show. I want to give everybody a few extra minutes to get in and start spreading the word about Omega Man Radio and the great programs we have over here. If you missed last night's program, you missed the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat. We had a great program last night. And these programs, as all of them, are available up on MP3. I would encourage you to download them, get a link to the show, send them to your friends. Just start spreading the word, and we'll attract more people that way, and people can be reached for Jesus. So let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Hey, Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
Well, praise the Lord. I'm up and willing and ready to go to war.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's what Christianity is all about, is becoming victorious in Christ. And sometimes you have to go to class to learn how to use your weapons and what they are, and the fact that you serve the King, the sovereign King of glory that sits on the throne, just waiting for you to show up. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're showing up and we're showing out to the world that our God is sovereign.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you're just tuning in and you are not familiar with Dr. Pat Holliday, Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
My contact is patholliday.com and also miracleinternetchurch.com. And you can find my articles up on Remnant resourcenetwork.org. That's Paul Pilgrim's website.
Yes.
You know, this is an exciting time to be alive because America is waking up in droves concerning the NWO. And what's bringing that about is the handful of saints that have understanding of spiritual things and know that our God is sovereign and able to overcome, but he's always looking for someone to stand in the gap. And when we stand in the gap, he stands to attention, and he sovereignly moves across the land. We need to begin to understand that there's a great call going out in America for all of our families that are backslidden, lost, in darkness. Some of them have been out there for years. Some of them have been captured in drugs and alcohol and perverse sex and all sorts of ungodly things. But you see, God knows. God knows all things, and he's able to bring a sovereign revival when his people pay attention to what's going on. God, it is not his will for England to fall and America to fall and our children and our relatives still be outside the circle of the ark of Jesus. So that's what this particular ministry is all about, is to bring people on Sunday night into prayer. Last Sunday, we had one of the greatest prayer meetings that I've ever attended. Our chat room stood to attention. They joined in. They prayed. We pulled down strongholds. And we saw headlines the next day after that prayer meeting. God pays attention to those that he calls, and he also can do things with just one person in agreement. But when you come into a corporate prayer, then the powers of hell begin to tremble. And that's what this is about, overcoming the devil. You know, Isaiah 59, verse 19b says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." And that's what we're doing here, is lifting up a holy standard against all of the ungodly things that are going on in the world. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Bible warns us, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Amen.
So the Bible warns us not to be ignorant, to be wise. But it at the same time warns us not to be wise in our own understanding of things, of what we think or how we think. Because our minds, we can think anything, but it doesn't change a thing. What we have to do is to bring our mind into the guidelines of the Word of God so that we can get in agreement with Jesus. And when we walk in agreement with his Word and we speak and declare things by the power of his Word, that's when we begin to see the world tremble. That's when we begin to see absolute results in the kingdom of God. When his people come together in unity and love for each other. You know, a lot of Christians walk in the flesh, and 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 warns us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So our warfare is a spiritual, supernatural warfare, and God has given us the victory. I've often said that the Christian church, the true Christian church, is like having all of caches of all kinds of mighty weapons that many Christians never have even an understanding to take them and use them. The Bible tells us that God has made our hands to do war. And so if you don't know how to take up your weapon and use it, you cannot make war with the enemy. And I've said often to my students that when we die, we are going to be absolutely amazed at the stockhold of weapons and power that we sat on and gave the devil so many victories because of our own ignorance. You see, he's a defeated foe. When Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished." That meant that my work is over. And he had already told Peter, "Upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." And as I speak to you tonight, I'm telling you that the gates of hell are not prevailing against his true church. The gates of hell are prevailing against the phony church, the great falling away church, the church that depends on men and women instead of depending on a sovereign God, the church that doesn't even realize in many instances that there's a great warfare going on. So we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're here putting our armor on tonight. We're here standing against the powers of the devil, and we will win. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I think we have our UK intercessor on the line, Dr. Pat. Shall
Amen.
We conference him in? Stand by.
Jonathan.
Oh. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Pat. And hi, Shannon. And hi,
hey,
everybody.
Yes.
Can I tell you, I really promise you, I would not be regularly be staying up. This is now 1:15 in the morning here. I would not have been staying up some mornings till 3-4 o'clock with you if this wasn't a special prayer meeting. We praise God for this. We thank God for the internet. And can I just say, I did put something in the chat room. I think God's given us a special sign because of your prayers that a British couple, a husband and wife, who were kidnapped by Somali pirates 388 days ago, right? And this seemed hopeless. You know, I mean, that there was no movement on this. There was no warning it was going to happen. They were released today. And I think
praise
that's God saying, look, he's hearing these prayers and he's honoring them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen. And we're yeah. believing for England. You know, these are two of the countries in the world that have done more to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, England and America. And these mm-hmm. were our forefathers that did that.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is going to honor us, their children, their grandchildren, and some of us, their great-grandchildren. Those people that stayed in their prayer closet believing God for a great, mighty revival throughout the world. And so tonight, we join you, Brother Jonathan, with England, and we pray for the powers of darkness to crash to the ground. We pray for the people that are in captivity in both of our nations by the socialists and the
Amen.
Communists and the people that are trying to take over the world. We uncover all things in Jesus' name. And we say
Amen.
Nothing shall be covered. And these elected officials that have just caved in, we command them to come uncovered. And all
yeah,
of the new elected officials that have been elected in our land, we ask you, God, to give them courage and strength to stand for the truth. And, Father, that some of these people that have sold out to come uncovered and, yes, even go into prison, all of the things that they have released over the world, the curses, the hexes, the darkness, the spells,
hallelujah,
every ungodly thing that they have unleashed for their greed. You know, the Bible says that they shall throw their silver and gold out into the streets because it will be worthless. God at one time or another will call the gold and the silver worthless because they stole everything from the poor to buy it and hoard it. And I say that that day is very soon over in James. God will judge
these.
But while we are able, we will stand and we will pray for our nations, our families. We will pray for our husbands, our wives.
Hallelujah.
We will pray for the leadership of our countries.
Yes.
We will stand and we shall see the glory of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jonathan?
Yes?
You go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray, Jonathan.
Okay. Thank you. Well, dear Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, I want to pray for everybody who's in the chat room tonight and all who's been in on Omega Radio since it started. Lord, we pray for these people and we pray that the blood of Jesus will surround them and their families and their loved ones and their homes and their work and their traveling. We pray, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ will particularly surround Dr. Pat and Shannon. But, Lord, that everybody who's very active in the prayer room, we pray for extra special protection, particularly, Lord, between now and the end of 2010. We really do plead for extra special protection. Heavenly Father, I'll start off praying for Britain because, you know, that's what I know most about. Lord, we first of all lift up before you the government. You say, you know, the first thing to pray for is kings, rulers, and those in authority. So, Lord, I pray for the government of Britain. Now, we know, Lord, nominally, technically, the Queen is the head of the government in Britain. She's the head of state, rather. And, you know, she did make a coronation oath in 1952, which is the same one that was made by King Alfred 1,200 years ago, which committed Britain, and in fact the British Commonwealth countries, that includes India, Australia, Canada, to Jesus Christ, the supreme king. And, Lord, you know, even though these were just words said by a human being, Lord, you know, many, many times in the last 1,200 years that the head of state has sincerely meant these words. And, Lord, you know, like everything, you honour people who come to you with good hearts. And so, Lord, we really do thank you that this nation was committed to you in 1952 and the British Commonwealth countries. And we pray, Lord, that, you know, your Holy Spirit will really move and Lord, you know, you'll revive faith and bring repentance, a spirit of repentance, right from the very top, right to the very bottom of society in these countries. Lord, we plead your blood, Lord Jesus Christ, over the government, over David Cameron, and particularly over his wife, Samantha Cameron. And we thank you, Lord, that, you know, these people, that there is no one that you cannot reach. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, who is quite open about the fact he's an atheist. But, Lord, nonetheless, you know, Lord, at least he's not a secret atheist. And, Lord, we just pray that, you know, you're going to find a way to open his eyes to the truth that not only do you exist, not only did you create the world, not only, Lord Jesus, did you come in the form of a baby and then die on a cross and rise from the dead to redeem the world, but that you love Nick Clegg and you love his family. We pray, Lord, for all the British cabinet ministers, and we pray that each and every one of them is going to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, that you're raising up people, Lord, to pray for them specifically, and that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is going to deliver these people from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, next we turn to the local governments in the big cities, such as London, where you've got Mayor Boris Johnson, and in Birmingham, where you've got Mike Whitby, and also in Manchester, Lord Jesus Christ, and Liverpool, and Leeds, and Sheffield, and, Lord, into Wales, to the Welsh Assembly and the Scottish Parliament in Scotland, and, you know, to the local authorities in Edinburgh and Glasgow and Cardiff and Swansea and Wrexham. And, Lord Jesus Christ, we really, and my town of Walsall, and in the county of Wiltshire as well, in Lidington and Swindon, And we ask you, Lord, that your blood will move with tremendous power, that you'll be sending in, Lord Jesus Christ, heavy angels who are going to, you know, overpower all the forces of the evil one. And that, Lord, you know, you're going to break the power of witchcraft in this land. And, Lord, particularly now that you're going to break the power of Harry Potter. You know, it was Britain, England and Scotland with American finance in Hollywood that has given the world Harry Potter. Lord, we repent and we ask, Lord Jesus Christ, now you will educate the people, particularly the Christians, that this is something they've got to repent of, they've got to get out of their home, they've got to do, you know, they've got to really seek you, Lord, to deliver them from the evil that not only we've done to our own homes, our own families, our own nations, that we've given to the world. Lord, there are people in Japan and South Korea and Africa and China and everywhere, you know, people who don't even speak English are reading and watching Harry Potter. And Lord Jesus Christ, we ask for your forgiveness, we ask for your deliverance, and we declare it in the name of Jesus Christ, calling on the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we also ask for forgiveness about the Da Vinci Code, which even though it was written by an American, Lord Jesus Christ, along with the Harry Potter films, these things were physically put together on British soil at Pinewood Studios and Shepperton Studios. These studios in the 1930s, Lord, were set up to make Christian movies. Lord, how far we have fallen. Now, please forgive us, and we command in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, will deliver Britain and the USA from this evil. And that, Lord, not just deliver us, but replace it, Lord, with what should be there, the goodness, the light, the truth about Jesus Christ, brilliantly expressed in books, brilliantly expressed in movies and TV. But next, Lord, we particularly pray for the BBC. Now, Lord, you know, the BBC, as far as I know, is the only TV organisation in the world that does not depend on adverts or any commercials, because there is a compulsory tax, Lord, on every home that has a TV in Britain. They have to pay about $200 every year to the BBC. It's a compulsory tax backed by prison if people refuse. And the thing is, Lord Jesus Christ, the BBC is in a position it does not have to think about profit. It does not have to think about audience figures. It only has to focus on quality. And Lord, you know, sadly, in the last generation, it has chased after evolution. It is chased after witchcraft. It is chased after every false religion, especially Islam. It's chased after everything, Lord, but it has mocked the Bible, creation, Jesus Christ, the cross, everything that is good and holy and noble and praiseworthy, and everything that this nation was built upon, all the pillars it was built upon. Lord, we repent, but Lord, we ask you to move in the BBC now. And you know, Lord Jesus Christ, that it's got BBC World, which is played all over the world. People can get this all over the world on TV and radio. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, that it is such a powerful force in Britain, and it is still so trusted. And Lord, you know, there's basically 50 people at the top. If those 50 people were all on fire for Jesus, the BBC would be pumping out, not just in Britain, but in the whole world, Jesus Christ, the Bible, creation, repentance, get witchcraft out your homes. Lord, we need you to move, and we just declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to move amidst the BBC. Now, Lord, you know, we've lifted up those things. There are many other things we can lift up, Lord, but I bring before you the British government. I bring before you the BBC, and I bring before you, Lord Jesus Christ, Pinewood and Shepperton Studios. Lord, please now give people in the chat room, give Dr. Pat, give Shannon just the wisest prayers to say, but we declare, Lord, that the devil be bound in these areas, particularly, Lord, amongst the BBC, in the news departments, amongst the news editors, and particularly, Lord, the chief executive called the Director General, Mark Thompson. Lord Jesus Christ, either remove him and replace him with a better person, or Lord Jesus Christ, change his heart. But Lord, we declare now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that, you know, whether it's Illuminati, Masons, whatever these secret societies are, and particularly, Lord, there is one called Common Purpose that's very powerful in Britain, not so well known, but it's very powerful. Lord Jesus Christ, we bind these things in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare that the news will expose these things. Lord Jesus Christ, we expect, know, all this evil stuff and all these secret societies and these secret agendas. We pray, Lord, it will be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we thank you for these prayers. We pray, Lord, also you will raise up Christian ministers who will speak out in the media, who will speak out in their churches, who will speak out in their towns and communities, and they will speak out the truth about Jesus Christ. They will speak out, and also, Lord, they will learn more, and they will use the power of deliverance that you've given them, Lord Jesus Christ, as their inheritance. And we just pray, Lord, that they will learn and also be joining in things that, like Dr. Pat and Omega Man, are taking the lead on internationally. And, Lord, that's you know, there's plenty of people got prayers to pray tonight. So I just pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord, particularly now, protection for our families, protection for our health, protection for our homes. And, Lord Jesus Christ, you know, we just pray everyone this week is not only going to see how powerful you are, and Lord, you've already honored so many prayers we've prayed, but to see how kind you are. Lord, it was not necessary, it was not essential to turn water into wine at a wedding just so that the wedding could go a bit better, but you were kind and you did it. It was not essential, Lord, to feed 5,000 people who were not going to die of starvation, but you were kind and you did it. It was not essential, Lord, to get a fisherman who loved fishing, it had been his life, his career, his family business, who hadn't been fishing for ages, and to say, look, if you want to pay your tax, go and catch a fish. But you did it that way, Lord, because you were kind and you're personal and you're intimate. Lord, show this week to all the people who are involved in Omega Man Radio, show them, Lord, your kindness. But, Lord, please now deliver from evil our nations. And, Lord, now, please, I know other people know much better things than I about the United States and about the other countries involved, but I'm going to pray for the USA. Lord, even if this is Pharaoh as president of the USA, Lord, you bent Pharaoh to your will. Pharaoh not only had to let your people go, Pharaoh had to give them treasure to go with.
Yes.
Lord God, that you know, yes. you bent Pharaoh to your will. Now, Lord, also Cyrus, Lord, I don't know whether he was anything other than a medieval warlord, but he did what you wanted. And he, Lord, you know, he let the people go. And, you know, once again, they rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem. So, Lord Jesus, I don't care who's the president of the USA. I don't care who are the senators and people in Congress, because, Lord, what I know is the people who really rule and reign in the USA are the Christians, because they rule and reign with you in prayer in heavenly places. And if they'll make the declarations, Lord God, even if they've got Pharaoh, he will do what you want. So, Lord, we really bless the USA, and, Lord, we bless the soldiers in the field who are fighting for the nation. Lord, whether they want to be there or not, they're there and they're trying to do their job bravely. So, Lord, protect them. Lord, spiritually, let many of them come to know and love Jesus Christ. Surround them with your blood. Surround them with your name. Bless the police forces in Britain and the USA and any other countries, and in all of our towns of the people praying. Let crime reduce, Lord Jesus Christ, particularly in the towns and streets where people are praying. And, Lord, please bless marriages. Deliver them from evil. And, Lord, bless all the people in our families. And, Lord, we release healings. We release miracles, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We release healings and Lord, energy. And, you know, and also, Lord, to be talking to the right people at the right time in the right place,
yes.
Lord, for evangelism. And, Lord, we release that to all the people in the prayer rooms and all their towns. Now, Lord, I don't want to hog it anymore. I'm just so grateful for this opportunity to pray. I agree with all the prayers that are going to be said tonight. And I really, really do, Lord Jesus Christ, ask you really, really to guide Dr. Pat and Shannon and the people in the chat room. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are going to deliver. Oh, sorry, the big one, Lord, forgive me. The final thing is Stonehenge. Lord, enough
yes.
is enough.
Yeah.
Everybody who comes to Britain, they have done a survey. And the things they know are Big Ben, Stonehenge, Big Ben, Stonehenge, Big Ben, Stonehenge. Well, Lord, we'll leave Big Ben for another day. What we say, Lord Jesus Christ, is Stonehenge in Wiltshire. And there's two others in Wiltshire. They're sort of junior. They're not so famous, but they're all in this little county. Lord Jesus Christ, move in power. Let your blood now move against this. All the pagans, the witches, the demons, all these people, Lord Jesus Christ, doing these wicked things. Lord, move on St. Matthew's Hill in Warsaw. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will raise up the prayer. And we declare in the name of Jesus Christ, now this will stop. This evil will stop. It will be overpowered and overthrown. And its grip on Britain will be broken in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, that's it for me. I'll just agree with prayer. I'll support people in prayer. But, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for this opportunity to pray. Thank you for the telephone.
Amen.
Thank you for the internet. And, Lord, this is a sign, because at the end of Daniel, it says, you know, seal this book up until the end times. And, you know, at the end times, you'll know it's the end times because people will travel further and faster. People will travel to and fro. And that knowledge will increase. Well, Lord, look at the internet. Look at Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel. Look at all the way that knowledge is increasing. So, Lord, I leave it now to everybody, and I just say hallelujah. Praise you for Dr. Pat. Praise you for Shannon. Please bless everybody in the chat rooms. And, Lord, deliver them from evil. Show them your kindness. Show them your generosity and mercy. Help them in every way. Deliver us from financial problems, Lord. Deliver us from debt. And, Lord, please, let us not have the 10 spies mentality. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, 10 spies saw a city where there were giants, where it was sinful, where it was dangerous, and they had the wrong attitude, which is, we've got to run away. But 2 spies, Lord Jesus Christ, understood they'd got to take the city in the name of their God. And the thing is, Lord, because they didn't heed the 2 spies, they heeded the 10, they had 40 years in the wilderness. Lord, we've had too long in the wilderness as a people. It is time that we, in your name, took on the giants, took on the cities that are dangerous and sinful, because, Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to trust, as the 2 spies trusted, our God is mightier. Our God can overcome anything. We trust our God. We're like David. We don't care whether it's Goliath and his 4 brothers and 500 other giants. It doesn't matter. And, Lord, now, please, I hand it back to Dr. Pat. I hand it back to Shannon. Thank you for the privilege of praying with all the people in the chat room. And Lord, we just praise your holy name. Amen.
I need to, I'll give this to you in a moment, Shannon, but I got an email from Karen. Her daughter is in labor right now, and she's asking for a prayer. She's tried to get into the chat room and hasn't been able to. Her letter says, Mama, I'm attempting to recover my password so that I can get in the chat room. Please pray also for salvation, for my daughter is involved in Wicca. However, I have witnessed to her, and Yah is softening her heart. She's only 20, 21 at the most, and this is the 3rd child. Baby's father is full of rage and anger and involved in darkness. He abandoned her during the first months of her pregnancy, however, has now returned. Shannon, would you pray for her?
Yes, ma'am. She's about 21 years old and in the hospital now.
She's having the baby at home, I understand, but she's been in labor for quite a while.
Do we know her name?
I don't know the daughter's name. Karen is the mother. She's a born-again Jewish lady.
Okay, praise the Lord. And before we pray, I wanted to tell people that if you were having a hard time getting in the chat room, another option that you can do is just sign up with a new username and password. It's free. And go in there until maybe you can recover the old one that you wanted. But, amen. Let's just pray. Father God, we lift up the daughter of Karen that sent this email right now. Father God, we ask that you unloose ministering spirits to her right now. We send to her the spirit of power and love and a sound mind and peace and love and joy. And we ask, God, for a hedge of protection around her right now, that you would send warrior angels to surround her wherever she may be right now. If she's at home waiting on this delivery, we ask that you send it right there to where she's at the home. In Jesus' name, we apply the blood of Jesus to her. We ask, God, for a touch, that you would let this child come out normal. You would let it come out on time and not prematurely. We break any hexes and vexes and curses and spells that have been sent against the mother or the child. We break them off of them right now. Command them to go back to the demon and send them sevenfold. We bind any witchcraft attacks that are being sent against her, any demons that have been sent against them. In the name of Jesus, command them to go back to where they came from sevenfold to the demon that sent them. I'm asking God for a healing touch on her womb right now. Mm-hmm. And you let the delivery be without incident, and you let it come out fine. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break any spirit of rejection that has been put against that child by the father. We break any curses that have been uttered against that child. In the name of Jesus, command them to come off in Jesus' name. We speak healing to her right now. We bind any spirit of infirmity and any foul spirits that would try to stop this delivery and interfere with it in any way. We bind you and cage you and command you to loose him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we bind the, I see that she got on the chat room and she's saying that it's not her daughter, it's a neighbor. But Karen is a wonderful born-again Jewish lady. And so we take authority over this Wiccan spirit that has this woman's mind bound, and we bind it and cage every antichrist, every rebellious spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against every devil that's connected to her mind, and we command those devils from speaking to her mind, and we ask you, God, that you put an angel in front of her and read the word of God. And we ask for the conviction of the Holy Ghost to come upon her. We disconnect those devils that speak against the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Jesus, that you will release her instantly and immediately to be able to make a decision for Jesus. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Shannon?
Yes, Father God, in agreement with Jonathan and Dr. Pat and the believers out there, first we want to lift up Stonehenge. God, I'm asking that you would loose a detachment of warrior angels to be positioned permanently from this day forward around Stonehenge. And any people that go there to worship or to go check it out, we bind and cage all of their foul spirits from this point in time. Again, any witch or warlock or druid that would go there, God, we just ask that their foul spirits be bound and caged up in the name of Jesus Christ now. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we also, Father God, we bind the strong man, the gatekeeper, and all foul spirits operating in Obama, in Michelle Obama, in the grandmother who's doing Santeria and voodoo witchcraft in the White House. Father God, we ask right now that you would loose angels to the White House and arrest these foul spirits that come in.
Amen.
We ask that you would bind and cage all foul spirits operating in the White House right now or that seek to enter there, that they'll be arrested right now and bound up in the name of Jesus Christ that they can wreak no more havoc. We also ask right now that all foul spirits operating in the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, on the governor levels, on the local levels, we bind and cage all the foul spirits operating through these elected individuals, not only here in the USA, but also, Father God, in the UK, in the House of Parliament, in the House of Lords, in the House of the Commons. God, in the Prime Minister and President's office, right now we bind and cage all the foul spirits operating in the leadership in Great Britain. Also in China right now, Father God. Also in Russia. We bind and cage all the foul spirits operating in the Kremlin right now. In any of these secret police organizations, we bind and cage all the foul spirits operating in the CIA, in the NSA departments right now that are snooping on American citizens. We bind and cage all the foul spirits operating through the international monitoring of Echelon, God, that works in conjunction with the NSA and CIA. We bind and cage these foul spirits in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would cause their computers to be stymied, and we break all their transmissions and their eavesdropping capabilities right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father God, we want to lift also up people and their finances. We're going to lose some people in finances right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke Satan and all of his demons and command them to loose us, our families, our finances, and our friends from any and all curses, vexes, hexes, or spells that Satan and his foul spirits are throwing against us. We command you, Satan, and all of your evil spirits to loose us and our families right now. And all the things that you have stolen from us, our finances, our happy marriages, our jobs, our homes, our families, our ministries, we break any and all demonic powers from off of our finances right now in Jesus' name for every believer listening in right
now. In Jesus' name.
And we command you, Satan, to stop robbing us of our blessings and blocking God's perfect will for our lives. We refuse to allow you to steal anything else from us. And that whatever you have taken, you must return sevenfold to us right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we want the angels to go out there and execute this order in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there is any open door in our lives to the adversary, Please show us and help us to close it in Jesus' name. And finally, we command you, foul spirits, to loose all natural resources, land, animals, money, finances, that may be owed to us and all the things you have stolen from us that are ours for the blessings of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to restore unto us anything that Satan or the demons have stolen from us once again in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. We give you praise, God. And today we take authority in the name of Jesus Christ over the strong man, over every county, township, city, block, home, each family member, all of our animals, and all of our things. We bind and cast out of our families and each individual members of our family spirits of poverty, lack, want, greed, selfishness, automatic failure mechanism, poor memories, confusion, anxiety, and sports demons. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We loose over our country and our families in the name of Jesus spirits of deliverance. We ask you, God, that you send your warring angel to each living member, that you will war for their souls, and that those angels will war against the demons that are trying to attack and take their souls into the kingdom of hell. We release adoption over each member of our family and angels of the Lord over the area, our countries, our cities. And we include Africa and particularly Ghana in these prayers in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We take authority over, and you name your family name when I pray this, over the entire family and individuals, the seven spirits of God found in Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. We also loose the spirits of truth, according to John 14:17, grace, Zechariah 12:10, life, Revelation 11:12, sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7, inventiveness, Proverbs 8:12, along with the spirit of God, of love, joy, peace, power, abundance, plenty, retentive mind. And then, Lord, we release the foundation over our families to know the authority of Jesus and his glory. We thank you tonight, God, for strength over our families, the blessings of Abraham to drop upon our families, godly inheritance coming down our family lines in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, and your foul, evil spirits to loose our families in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for freedom from the powers of darkness. And we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name for success,
in Jesus'
the blessings
name.
Of Abraham, and for our finances, our jobs, our businesses. Mm-hmm. We loose them in Jesus' name.
Yes, and Father, you know, when we were praying and we were caging these foul spirits at Stonehenge, I failed to mention that on November 18th here in America, they're going to release this abomination called Harry Potter that Jonathan spoke about that is already apparently on the big screens in the UK. And so we're asking, God, that you would loose an armada of warrior angels to go around to all the theaters that are going to be showing this film, and that they would put spiritual cages right there at the entrances. And for anybody that would go in to see this movie, God, we ask that the foul spirits be bound and caged as they walk through the entrances in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father God, we right now we take authority over Lori Cabot, the head witch of Salem, Massachusetts, and over all the witches and warlocks that are operating in that coven there in not only Boston and the state of Massachusetts, but also in Colorado. We bind and cage all the foul spirits that they are using to do their dirty work. We put spiritual tents over their covens and over all their meeting places in their homes right now. And we ask, God, that civil war break out amongst those foul spirits. We command all the foul spirits to be bound up and not be able to do their handiwork anymore, but now turn on the strong man and rip them apart in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus to each one of those people. We command you, foul spirits, to loose these witches and warlocks' minds. Loose their human spirits right now. Father God, I ask that you unloose the terror of the Lord on all these witches and warlocks, not only in this country, but operating in the UK, operating in Africa, and around the world. We loose confusion on the enemy. We bind again all their foul spirits and ask, God, that you unloose blindness and confusion on these demon spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Father, we take authority over our stone hedges over here, the Georgia guidelines in just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and also the Bohemian Grove and the many other high places that our leaders go and worship Moloch. The spirit of child sacrifice, we take authority over all of the murdering devils, over the unborn children in our nation, and we lose the conscience over people that have just gotten elected and that they will stand up for truth and what is right. We bind you, you spirit of war, of murder, in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, for every single person that hears these tapes that have undergone abortions, that they repent, that your conviction will fall upon them, and that they will repent, and that you will forgive them for murder and rebellion and spiritual blindness, and that you will deliver them. We engage those devils of abortion, and we command those devils to loose the minds of the people of our nation. We give you praise and glory. And Father God, we pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's so many people in our nation and over in England and Africa and around the world that are having a hard time even finding true churches this day. Many of the pastors have gone off into homosexuality, adultery, divorce, and just every ungodly thing that you can think of. And you said in these days they will call sin good and good sin, and that's exactly what's happening. And we ask you, God, to forgive us for laying down on the job and not using the weapons of our warfare and not standing up in unity to pray. Father, I've noticed that tonight our chat room is even down. People do not understand the value and the power of war and prayer. And we ask you, God, that you call both of our nations and all of the nations of the world to intercede and pray, because that's when the mighty revivals begin to break out across the world, is when your people begin to stand up and pray.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father, for the ones that are in the chat room praying, the ones that are listening in their trucks and in their cars and on their boats and across this land. We ask you, God, that special blessings come upon those that are willing to give of their time to lift the name of Jesus up, to disperse the darkness with light. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for America and England, which has been a lighthouse to the world. And we pray against communism and socialism and Islam and all of the false religious spirits, the power of Wiccan, witchcraft, and Satanism, every ungodly religious devil that is trying to take over our land. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we release the spirit of revival over our land. We ask you, Father, that you will send your warring angels into every home, that they will read the scriptures over the unbelievers. And Father God, we ask that those angels will torment every devil. We encircle every leader that calls themselves a progressive or a socialist or a communist. we command every one of those people to be encircled with the blood of Jesus, and
yes.
command those devils to
Amen.
Release torment day and night, and every hex and curse and spell and magical words that they have spoken over the world, that they
Amen.
Return to them instead of the world. We ask for your divine protection over the helpless, the unborn, and particularly the older people in our country, God. They want to have death panels over our people, Father, and they want to kill the older people in both countries and deny them of needed health care. Now, Father, we're
Amen.
The ones that paid in to the Social Security all of our lives, we and our husbands, and they're
Amen.
Giving them these people that come over the border. If they're here for 2 years, they're giving them Social Security and health care, while they want to deny us of those benefits that
yes.
we paid for. And we bind that up and we uncover it in the name of Jesus, and we say
Amen.
That your divine protection will be upon your older people. Father,
Amen.
Older people, sometimes they have so much to share, and they're blessed. And
Amen.
Any civilization that blesses their aged is a civilization that has the heart of God. We give you praise and glory tonight that you will divinely
Amen.
Protect each and every one of us. Shannon, and it's getting close to the end of time.
We're at the top of the hour, my friends. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
My webpage is patholiday.com. And also miracleinternetchurch.com. You can find my address on those web pages. And we're looking for people to give in to our international radio shows that are going right now. We're looking for more time as we talk to you. And you can reach giving in to the radio programs on omegaradio.com. It's very important for you to pray for these ministries and for you to give in to these ministries, because we have our eye on other satellites that we're going to be going on, and Brother Shannon is going to tell you about that now.
Amen. We are now broadcasting on WWCR shortwave every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and then on the American Voice Radio Network, AVR1 channel. That is Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, we're on the Blog Talk Radio Network nightly, and it's our desire to see other venues open up, such as World Harvest Network, which is another shortwave network with LaCie Broadcasting, and we would like to get into some other markets, conventional, high-power FM radio across the land. So we need your help to do it. If you would like to support this ministry, help us get the full gospel message of Jesus Christ, casting out devils, physical healing, then support us. And you can do so by clicking the donate link over to megamanradio.com. I would also encourage people to go and support Dr. Pat Holiday of miracleinternetchurch.com or patholiday.com. And help us get this word out. And our time is up for this program, for those of you listening in on shortwave or satellite. But for those listening on the live stream, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with the second hour of the School of Intercessory Prayer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
and the devil. He has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
It's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to be good. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
Are you ready?
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
And welcome back to Omega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. Tonight is the School of Intercessory Prayer. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on from Miracle Internet Church, and we also have Brother Jonathan calling in from the UK. And this program is about getting together, getting like-minded believers together to do intercessory prayer and to come in agreement that we can intercede for our families, our schools, our cities, our states, our nations, our leaders, and pray and do spiritual warfare, that we can see a change occur. Already we've prayed and we've seen major changes, even this week. The plans of the G20 were fouled up. They went basically had to close shop and go home empty-handed. And, you know, they may not know what happened, but we know what happened. And when we get together and pray, we can see powerful things happen. How do we know that God won't give us more time? It's worth a try. We can do that, or we can sit on our butts and do nothing. And sigh and complain and say, you know, I wish we could do something about it. No, you can do something. One man or one woman, binding and loosing, can affect change. And when you get a whole group of believers together, you can see some powerful results. So this program is about getting together in prayer and for taking calls for people who would like to pray or that need prayer. So I think we've got a caller on the line, Dr. Pat and Jonathan. Let's take this first caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday and Jonathan from the UK. Caller from 386. Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Laura. How are you?
Hey, Laura. Thank you for calling in tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I have a friend. His name is Joe White.
Yes.
And he told me I've had a black cloud, I guess, from generational curses of my father's sins hanging over me for a very, very long time. And recently, Joe had gotten in contact with me after about 25 years, and you guys had prayed for my brother and my nephew, and they've both been delivered from their demons. And he suggested that I give you a call, that you guys can pray with me to help me, deliver me from the demons that have been attacking me for many, many years. I've been diagnosed with bipolar illness, have been institutionalized for a few weeks at a time, raised two girls all by myself. Now I'm on disability. I used to be a teacher, so now I'm out of the teaching profession. I only work part-time. So I'm only able to work part-time for a few hours a week working with children, you know, for children that have learning disabilities. And I just recently had an accident. I fell and I deviated my septum, and I fractured two vertebrae in my neck, and the doctors are telling me that it's a miracle that I'm walking. And I've just been struggling. My house is in foreclosure because while I was waiting for disability, I couldn't pay my mortgage, and I've just been beaten up over the years. Demons.
Absolutely.
Okay, basically beating me down.
Have you made a decision for Jesus Christ?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He's always been my Lord and Savior, and by His grace and His Father's grace, I've been able to make it through these times.
Laurie, yeah.
relying upon Him.
Give us a little
okay.
bit more information on the background. Were you or your family ever involved in the occult or witchcraft?
My father used to talk. He was a heavy drinker, and he would sit in the kitchen at night, and he used to tell me that he had talks with his father and his uncles and all kinds of crazy stuff. And we had some incidents where we had like a closet next to the bathroom, and the bathroom was all tile, and there would be incidents where the demons would like knock over the things in the closet, and the tiles actually cracked in the bathroom while they were so-called visiting my father and talking with my father. But we just dismissed it as he was just an alcoholic and he was having like delusions. But we couldn't really relate to why the strange things had occurred in my house. And my grandmother, she was raised in, and she was a devout Catholic. And she would tell me that she would have visitation. Her first boyfriend committed suicide, and his family blamed her that she broke up with him, and it was her fault. And she would tell me that she would have visitations by him. And just recently, after Joe called me and had expressed to me, you know, the need for me to call you guys, he had asked me specifically if I've had any unusual dreams. And I said to him, I said, you know, it's very funny that you're asking me this, because I'm not a big rememberer of my dreams, but recently, within the past, like, 2 weeks, my father's come to me in my dreams, and we've always been, like, on a vacation, and we've been stranded. We've been stranded, like, either at the hotel, we have no way of returning to our home destination. Or we would, like, on a cruise, and we'd get stuck in an island, and we couldn't leave. We've always been, like, in a position where we were helpless.
Okay.
And,
okay, what I want you to do now is we're going to pray, okay?
Okay.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Dr. Panda, pardon me 1 second. Excuse me. Lori, are you driving your car right now?
I'm stopping right now.
Yeah, you may want to pull over.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
going to
stop and shut the car off.
Okay,
Shannon,
go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Shannon, can you just call you back in 2 minutes? I'm still listening, but I'll call you back in 2 minutes.
Got you, Jonathan. Thank you.
Right, okay.
Okay, you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm your child.
I'm your child.
I've asked you to save my soul.
I ask you to save my soul.
And I ask you to deliver me from the powers of darkness.
And I ask you to deliver me from the powers of darkness.
And forgive all of my sins.
And forgive all of my sins.
I divorce myself.
I divorce myself.
From all of the family spirits.
From all of the family spirits.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
10 generations forward.
10 generations forward.
And I bind all familiar spirits.
And I bind all familiar spirits.
And I command them to go into a cage.
And I command them to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, let me ask you something. You've told us about your family witchcraft and your father. What about you? Did you ever go to the fortune teller or read your horoscope, play with the Ouija board, stuff like that yourself?
No, the only thing that I would do would read, when I was like a teenager, I would read my horoscope, but I didn't like take it literally. I would just kind of read it for the fun of it, but I never like believed in it like 100% that, oh, this is going to occur, or this is my fate, or anything like that.
The point is, a lot of Christians say that I did it for fun, but the devil doesn't look at his powers as just fun. He looks at them as soul entrapments, and so when you do these things for fun, you still open up that spiritual door for familiar spirits to come in, and you are also stepping over onto the grounds of Satan so that he has power and control over your mind and your spirit and body. Also, if you went to any kind of movies, psychic movies, movies about the occult, the Exorcist movie, for instance, is actually an occult movie. It has nothing to do with what we're doing here on the air when we cast devils out. Did you go to those movies?
I've seen The Exorcist, yes.
Okay,
but,
I don't watch
like horror flicks or you know, anything negative with blood. My mother was murdered. She was murdered when I was 11 years old. So I stay away from all that kind of stuff.
Okay. What about little witchcraft things, you know, Sabrina and the little bewitchments, the little nose flickering and magical things?
No.
Okay. All right. Here's what I want you to do. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For everything that I've done knowingly.
For everything that I've done knowingly.
Or unknowingly.
Or unknowingly.
Concerning witchcraft and sorcery.
Concerning witchcraft and sorcery.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And some of the sorcery.
And some of the sorcery.
Has come because of accidents and illnesses.
Have come because of accidents and illnesses.
I ask for your deliverance.
I ask for your deliverance.
From the powers of darkness.
From the powers of darkness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be calling out things that came down your family line and things
okay.
that you have endeavored in, and Omega Man will be calling them out as I call. What we want you to do is to cooperate, take deep breaths, and breathe them out. If you feel that they're coming up with coughing, cough them out, okay?
And Lori,
okay.
We also want to ask you before we do this, have you opened up any doorways through drugs or alcohol? Ever used
no.
marijuana or any kind of drugs?
Oh, yes. In the past, when I was young, in my younger days, I have used quite a bit of marijuana and cocaine. I've engaged in both of those two drugs.
Okay, let me ask you another thing. The reason we're doing this, just so we'll know how to pray, has there ever been an abortion in your life?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Dr. Pat, I'll turn it back to you, and we'll pray.
And what about divorce?
No, I've never married my children's father.
Okay, so you have illegitimate children?
Yes.
Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
For having illegitimate children.
For having illegitimate children.
And sex outside of marriage.
And sex outside of marriage.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your forgiveness.
For myself and my children.
For myself and my children.
Now, where is this person now? Are you living with him now?
No, he's completely out of the picture. He had a drug addiction.
Okay.
And he still is in bondage. He's addicted to crack cocaine.
All right.
And he's been in and out of rehabs and jails. Since he left us, he left me with two babies. My youngest was turning a year, and my other one was 22 months.
Okay, say,
and
Lord Jesus. Say,
Lord
Jesus. I forgive him.
I forgive him.
And my father.
And my father.
Now, is there anybody else that you're hovering or holding unforgiveness?
No.
Okay. So I ask you to bind the spirits of unforgiveness.
I ask you to bind the spirits of unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Anger.
Anger.
And frustration.
And frustration.
All of the spirits of mental control.
All of the spirits of mental control.
Over my mind.
over my mind.
All of the hereditary spirits.
All of the hereditary spirits.
Spirits of fears of all types.
Spirits of fear of all types.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Yeah, and occult and witchcraft.
And occult and witchcraft.
And divination.
And divination?
Yes. All anti-religious spirits.
All anti-religious spirits.
Now what religion do you belong to now?
I attend a non-denominational Christian church. And I also raised, my girls are actually going to a Catholic school for the education, and we do sometimes go to Catholic church. My grandmother raised, I was raised as a Catholic all my life. I even went to Catholic university. I went to Catholic high school, Catholic elementary, and I feel that it's the best education, you know, private school wise. And I want
okay,
to give
now, Antichrist, we bind you, educational spirits, spirits of bondage, and seducing spirits. All of these key spirits are bound, and I'm going to start calling them out. We bind all of the spirits that we call out to these powers and principalities. We bind up the powers and principalities.
Right
where
now,
you
Jesus
are
name.
Right now, all
God,
activity, we
right
command
now,
these spirits
protection.
To go into the cage,
the
and
Jesus.
We forbid them
Jesus.
To be able to
blood
talk
Jesus.
Together in the name of
Father
Jesus.
God.
We isolate Amen. Each one of them from the outside
God,
and the inside, and we command them to weaken as we bind them and call them out.
You
will call.
Be weakened in
we bind
Jesus
up
Christ.
All of the hereditary spirits. And fearful parents, grandparents, going back 10 generations, all bastard curses
all
over you
curses.
And your children in Jesus' name, and we command
Jesus
those spirits
Jesus.
To go into the cage.
Come out
we
in
bind
Jesus name.
Ill health, sickness, accident,
come out in Jesus name.
Hospitalization,
Lord, rebuke
poverty
you, foul spirits. Come out.
Cough them out.
In the name
Start
of Jesus Christ.
Let them go.
We're talking to you foul spirits.
Let them go.
You
will
come
obey.
Out in Jesus' name.
Every spirit
by the strong
will
man,
obey.
The gatekeeper, all foul spirits.
Every spirit.
Operating
must
in glory. We are talking
out.
To you right now. Come out in Jesus'
come out.
Be weakened.
Honey,
out
I don't
in
hear
the name
you cooperating.
No, I am. I'm breathing heavy.
Cough them out for me, will you? Just cough them out.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You pour the blood of Jesus on the throat right now. The Lord
right.
rebuke you. Come out. Come out in the name
right.
of Jesus Christ. We bind you, you foul spirits.
Fears.
Satan, we revoke your power over our Lord right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We arrest you. In Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out right now. We bind you. Be weakened in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, loose angels to go in there and drive these foul spirits out.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All hereditary spirits, rebellion, Freemasonry,
Lord, rebuke you. Come out.
Skepticism.
Jesus Christ.
Be bound and weakened.
Jesus
come out in Jesus' name.
Spiritism.
The Lord rebuke you, foul spirits.
Spirits coming in the mouth.
Blindness and confusion on these foul spirits. In Jesus' name.
Command
my
spirit. Found in the name of
civil
Jesus.
War.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Going through right now.
The name
of Jesus Christ.
Isolation.
Come out right now.
In Jesus'
the name of Jesus
spirit
Christ.
Of division.
Looser.
In the name
out.
Of
Jesus,
Jesus Christ.
Sorcery
in the name
spirits.
Of Jesus
Satan.
Christ.
All
magic.
Witchcraft spirits. Come out.
Stargate.
Jesus.
In the name
Lodiac.
Of Jesus Christ.
Come out and go to the cage. The Lord rebuke
in
you.
In the name of Lord
be
Jesus.
Weakened. In Jesus' name. Angels of God, go in there and cut
Christ.
The tails. Drive
astrology.
Them out, angels of God,
Christ.
In Jesus'
Jesus
name.
Find up psychiatric spirits in
come
the
out.
Name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Lose your human spirit. In the
name of
foul
Jesus
spirits.
Christ.
In Jesus'
every
name.
Devil that has come to bind the mind.
Lose your mind right now.
Man, to everything out of the subconscious
all
mind.
Mind control.
All
come
hypnosis.
Out.
all bewitchments. You must go on magical spirits out
in the Shekinah glory to illuminate these foul spirits where they're hiding.
We bind up anti-religious spirits, cultism, occultism, worldly speech, heresies, deceivers, all religious spirits in the name of
Jesus.
Humanism, necromancy,
come out in Jesus' name.
Medium, yoga, peeping, muttering,
come out.
Antichrist, black mass,
be weakened, come out right now in Jesus' name.
Unbelief, rationalism,
Father God, fragment the minds and souls of these foul spirits.
False religion,
in Jesus' name.
Fear of opinions of others,
come out.
We command this to come out. All educational spirits.
Come out and go in the cage, Jesus.
International spirits. Spirits of error, effeminate.
The Lord rebuke you. Come out.
Unrighteousness.
Intellectualism.
False doctrine.
All spirits of anger.
New age.
Death and destruction, we bind you. Come out.
Yes. We bind up all spirits of bondage, addictions, drugs. Now, I want you to tell me, do you smoke?
I have been smoking. I quit for 12 years, but I have been smoking again, and I can't stop it.
Well, you got to stop it, or are we going to stop right now?
No, I won't. I won't. I won't.
You won't what? Huh?
I won't smoke a cigarette. I won't smoke a cigarette.
All right. What I want you to do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For going after other gods.
For going after other gods.
Cigarette smoking.
Cigarette smoking.
Is attached to the god Calumet.
Is attached to the god Calumet.
I refuse to worship him anymore.
I refuse to worship him anymore.
I do not depend on him to make me calm.
I do not depend on him to make me calm.
I depend on Jesus to calm my nerves.
I depend on Jesus to calm my nerves.
And I bind the powers of dependencies.
And I bind the powers of dependencies.
Of drugs.
Of drugs.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Do you drink alcohol?
No.
Okay. And everything that I depend on, I bind.
And everything I depend on, I bind.
Today.
Today.
I give my soul to Jesus Christ.
I give my soul to Jesus Christ.
And I depend solely upon him.
And I depend solely upon him.
To deliver me.
To deliver me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask you to deliver me from cancer spirits in my lungs.
I ask you to deliver me from cancer spirits in my lungs.
And emphysema.
And emphysema.
Dependency on smoking.
Dependency on smoking.
Come out in Jesus' name.
And I and the water spirit
come out
attached
right
to it.
You go in the cage. You
and the other
spirit.
Jellyfish, come out.
Lord, rebuke you.
Jellyfish,
you.
Come out.
Come out.
Every one of them.
All
named,
foul spirits
bound, come out.
Through smoking, we you bind them out. Come out, looser and lungs
instantly,
in Jesus' name.
Immediately.
All emphysema, looser in Jesus' name.
Immediately.
The Lord rebuke
everyone,
you. Find the blood of Jesus
all,
to your lungs right now.
All.
In the name of Jesus.
All.
Come out right now.
Everyone.
Talmud, we bind you. Come out
nothing.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Come out in Jesus'
we give
name.
You glory and praise. Glory and praise. Glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Now
glory
take
and
a deep breath. Take a deep breath and say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I ask you to come in with your fire.
I ask you to come in with your fire.
And burn all of those things out of me.
And burn all of those things out of me.
The roots.
The roots.
And every hiding spirit.
and every hiding spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep, deep breath and blow them out. Blow them out. Here they come.
All foul spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Suicide and murder will bind you. Come out.
Burn
all witchcraft spirits.
Burn them out.
Came down the family line
of
the Father. Come out in Jesus' name.
Every sickness.
We cut all ungodly
every
soul
trauma,
between her and the Father. We cut it in
poverty,
Jesus.
Failure,
all familiar
lack,
spirits came down the family line.
Misery, death.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Violence, abuse.
Come out.
Every devil. We walk in agreement
the Lord
right now.
Foul spirit be
that they
bound
must
and weakened now.
In the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name. Come out right now.
Every devil trying to hold on. We burn you up with
come
the power
out
of the Holy
in Jesus' name.
Cleanse every part of her
all
body.
All witchcraft that came in through the dreams. We bind
her
you.
Nerves,
come out for
her
in Jesus'
mind,
name. Go in the cage.
Her subconscious mind.
Incubus, succubus,
all
Asmodeus, Osmodeus.
All nicotine spirits.
All witchcraft that transfers
in the name of
her.
Jesus.
We bind it in the cage and go
yes.
in the cage in Jesus' name.
We break the power of Kundalini over her spine in Jesus' name. We cut its tail.
Loose her in Jesus'
head.
Name.
We command
spirits.
It to come up and out
angels
right
of
now.
God,
all
go in there and fight these
foul
spirits.
Go.
Yank
in
out.
The name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, the blood. The blood is against you.
The Lord
every
rebuke you.
One of you. All
the Lord rebuke you.
Spirits. We bind you. Addiction.
What with sin against the Lord. Go back on your head sevenfold, you
fortune
foul spirits.
Fortune teller. Talking to the dead. Coming
come out,
down
Jesus
the family
name.
Line. 10 generations back.
All necromancy.
Ten
come out.
10 generations forward. Come out. The familiar
magic,
spirit
sacrifice.
Coming down
come out
the family
Jesus.
Line. Come out. In the name of Jesus.
All spirit transferred in there.
In Jesus
of Wicca,
name.
Warlock, black magic.
We praise and
bind
glory.
You. Come out.
We keep the blood
all the curse
Jesus.
Of the poverty.
The blood of Jesus.
Come out.
The blood of
Jesus' name.
The blood is
no
against
rest for the wicked.
Everything
you foul spirit.
Held in her
what you
in
spoke
slavement.
Against the men and women of God, back on your head sevenfold.
Spirits
in Jesus' name.
Of bond, of
Father God, loose
drug,
blindness
alcohol,
and confusion on these foul spirits in
food,
Jesus' name.
Fear of death.
Let the terror of the Lord fall on these foul spirits in Jesus'
compulsive
name.
Compulsive spirits, iniquity, sin, bondage.
We break
to
all
sin,
hexes and vexes and curses and spells. Sin against her
fear.
In the name of
off
Jesus,
of
off of her.
As a sacrifice.
Sevenfold back to the demons.
A multiple personality.
We break all
witchcraft.
All
psychiatric.
All psychiatric
care. Hypnosis.
Leave her now.
We command that her
and go
subconscious
the cage in
mind
Jesus
be
name.
Released.
We command you to manifest and
mouth,
come on out.
All of them.
You foul spirit.
The spirit of fear. Films, reading books, television,
the blood
magazines.
Of Jesus. The blood
post-traumatic stress
I pour the
syndrome.
Blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
All of
right
these
now.
Bondage spirits
come out in Jesus'
right
name.
Now.
Come
every
out.
Seducing spirit,
all
hypocritical
spirit
lies,
came
false
into your
prophet,
either side of the family line. We
false signs and wonders,
cut your demonic silver cord attached to her in Jesus' name.
And ties,
we cut all ungodly soul ties.
Fascination Jesus. To evil ways.
Come out right
object.
Now. Come out right now.
Now, do you have objects
Jesus.
In your house? Do you have statues? Do you have any kind of Buddhas? Any kind
no.
of nothing like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, we command all repression, manipulation of others, visualization. Hypnosis, amnesia, fortune telling, channeling, and death spirits. We command them to be bound.
Come off of her
and
in Jesus' name. Go on, Kate.
Come out
come
in
out.
The name of Jesus.
Come out in
the
Jesus
blood
name.
Of the Lamb. The dedications to Satan as a youth.
We bind
as the Father
loose her in Jesus' name.
Was manipulated by these spirits. We break them. Any kind of Mary statues, Jesus statues, anything like that, we bind them up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, sometimes we have things in our house that we don't see unless you open up our eyes. And we agree that you will open up her eyes to see if there's any books, magazines, statues, any kind of idolatry that would be displeasing to you. and you will show them to her, and she will willingly get free. Say, I break the powers.
I break the powers.
Of statues.
Of statues.
Bewitching spirits over my mind.
Bewitching spirits over my mind.
Spiritual deafness and blindness.
Spiritual deafness and blindness.
And I command them to go into a cage.
And I command them to go into a cage.
Right now.
Right now.
And leave me instantly.
And leave me instantly.
But take a deep breath and let's let them out. Let them out.
Come out
deep
in the
breath.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Just
the Lord rebuke
all
you.
All out at one time.
We bind you, you foul
like
spirits, be weakened. Come out of her right now. All foul spirits. Lori, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the foul spirits inside of you. All the foul spirits that transferred from her father at the time of his death and that black cloud that went down and jumped off of him onto her, we bind and cage you right now. All witchcraft spirits that came
Amen.
In through the father, we take authority and we bind and cage you. Loose her in Jesus' name right now. You will not transfer to her anymore. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the cage right now.
Every ungodly
we cancel your contract on her right now.
In
come
Jesus
out in
name
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name.
Everything.
The Lord rebuke you.
According to the word of God, the glory of God
of
be her rear guard.
And sorcery. Far. Loose her in Jesus' name
we
right now.
We put a hedge of protection around
command
her.
Command you to manifest and come on out right now.
Covered with the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Angels of God, go in there.
13.
Chop these things up with your sword.
She's the head and no longer the tail, according to Deuteronomy 23:13. No weapon formed against her shall prosper.
Transfer into her anymore. Come out of her right now. Come out right now. We break
no unwholesome
power off of her in Jesus' name.
Proceed from her mouth.
Stand in the gap for Lord right now. We cancel.
And
all demonic transference through the family
thank
line.
Thank you that you will place your arm
in Jesus' name.
Upon
loose
her from this day forward,
come
God.
Out.
We give you glory.
Come out.
That she will build her life on
Lord
you.
Lord, rebuke you.
We'll
be weakened right now.
16, 18.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you that you are now her
shepherd. We
lose
the spirit of obedience into you, you foul spirits.
Every core, every layman.
Bow your knee to Jesus and come on
every
out right now.
Ungodly confusion.
Loose her in Jesus' name.
The Babylonian spirits, you
come on out.
Leave in the name of Jesus.
Come on out
every,
right now.
Up and out, up and out.
All spirits of the warlock that came into the Father, we bind you, come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened and come out of her right now. Angels of God, execute this
blood
order and go in there and drive
every
them out with
witch,
a sword.
Wizard,
in Jesus' name.
Every witchcraft power that's working against this
all
program
black magic,
right now.
Come off of her right now.
Every Christian
in
praying against this
Jesus.
Program. We bind you up in the
I break
name
all
of Jesus.
Hexes and vexes and
we
curses and spells off of Lori
of
right now. I command
over
him to lift off of her and go back to the
her
demon sevenfold that sent him in Jesus' name.
Fill her.
We cut all demonic silver cords attached to her, all ley lines attached to her. Again,
burn
we cut all familiar spirits.
All blocking spirits.
Came down the family line, going back to Adam and Eve in Jesus' name. All
Amen.
Spirit of murder that jumped off of the mother. Onto her, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Spirit
the Lord rebuke you.
Divorce.
I'm talking to you, foul
every
spirit.
Ungodly thing.
Tell me your name and your legal authority or come out and go in the cage right now.
Amen.
The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. What's your name? Foul spirit. What's your legal right to be there? Speak
I have
up.
No.
Speak
I
up
have
again.
No right.
What you, then you come out right now. You have no right. Come on out now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Be weakened and go into the cage in Jesus' name.
God.
Angels of God,
cut
go
it.
In there and stamp the foreheads of these foul spirits. Jesus Christ is my Lord on them right now. In Jesus'
it's
name.
It's a writhing snake spirit, and we bind it. It's right down there. It's right around her chest. As I can see it, we bind that thing, cut its tail off
in
the name
of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
drive these
we command that
out,
thing
cut their tails off.
To slide out with the oil
come
of
out.
The Holy Ghost.
All bipolar
Python,
spirit,
come out.
Schizophrenia, come out.
Python,
come out.
Come
out.
What did you say?
Come out. Bipolar and schizophrenia spirits. Come out.
Come out. Come out.
Yeah.
Bipolar.
Come out in Jesus' name and go in the cage. I'm talking to you, you foul spirit. What's your legal right to be there?
I have no legal rights.
Then you come out right now in the name of Jesus. You know how this works. Get in the cage right now. Out. Out. Right now. In Jesus' name. All the way out.
Everyone.
All the way out.
And we bind the Leviathan spirit and all of its heads and cut its tail.
Father God,
and mind control spirits come out right now.
Every part of her being. In Jesus'
every
name,
hypnotic
burn out these
spirit,
foul spirits.
Witching spirits, you will come up and out. Instantly.
You will come out right now. Your contract
in the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb.
The blood of
the blood
Jesus.
Of the Lamb.
The blood of
the
Jesus.
The writhing snakes
right
in
now.
The stomach. All viper spirits, spirits of poison that you've
bipolar
gone throughout
come out
fight.
In Jesus' name.
We command you to come out now.
Depression.
Out.
Manic depression. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. You come out right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. What's your name, foul spirit?
Oh, I have no rights.
All the children of fools with no names, come out right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You have no rights, so come out right now and get in the cage, or you're going to Tartarus tonight.
It's a writhing spirit of
angels
snake.
Of God. Smite that
we bind
foul
that
snake in
Jesus' spirit in the name of Jesus.
God, loose more angels.
We confuse it.
To
we weaken
her,
it.
To go in.
We cut its tail.
With the sword.
It cannot. It
chop
cannot
this
anchor
viper
itself.
Up into 10 pieces in
it
Jesus
has
name.
To come out immediately.
Pour the blood of Jesus
say
down this viper's throat.
Say,
I rebuke
all bipolar spirits.
All bipolar spirits.
And curses.
And curses.
Spoken over me.
Spoken over me.
By doctors.
By doctors.
I am not bipolar.
I am not bipolar.
I have the mind of Jesus Christ.
I have the mind of Jesus Christ.
I have the power.
I have the power.
Of my mind.
Of my mind.
Of love.
Of love.
Power.
Power.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
And I bind all phony psychiatric devils.
And I bind all phony psychiatric devils.
I no longer receive that report.
I no longer receive that report.
My mind is sound.
My mind is sound.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I bind up the mind-controlling spirit of octopus.
I bind up the mind-controlling spirit of octopus.
Cut all of its legs off.
Cut all of its legs off.
And command it to leave me instantly now.
Come out.
And command it to
and
leave
in
me instantly now.
Come out.
Now just we, cough it on out.
We
every
bind you
by
on Beelzebub. Come out of her right now. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out.
All mental illness. Mental illness.
Come out.
Illness down from the family line.
Be weakened 100-fold right now.
Back.
And come out in Jesus' name.
All insanity spirit.
Be weakened in Jesus'
will
name. Come out.
Every day.
Father God, pierce these foul spirits through with your arrows.
Steal and steal.
Loose the hornets of heaven.
You
dip in the blood
leave.
Of Jesus to sting these foul spirits.
Yes. We pour the blood of Jesus
in the name of Jesus.
Of all over her stomach, all over her spine.
Come out in Jesus' name, all foul spirits.
Every part of her body, in the name of Jesus.
We
in
break
her
all
mind,
Jesus.
In the name
her.
Of Jesus.
By her Father,
every
we break the curse
every
in Jesus' name.
That has tried
we
to destroy
right
her
now.
Mind. Now,
command
honey,
to go back
I want
to the
you
demon.
To put
Send
your
Jesus
hand
name.
Right up on your mind.
Okay.
Right now. And say,
okay.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I call back my fragmented mind.
I call back my fragmented mind.
From the north, east, south, and west.
from the north, east, south, and west.
And I ask you to put my mind back together.
And I ask you to put my mind back together.
And heal me.
And heal me.
And make me single-minded.
And make me single-minded.
To this day forward.
To this day forward.
Now, Lord, we release your healing power over her mind right now. Healing,
be
there,
healed in
there,
the name of
there,
Jesus.
There.
Now,
the
blood
you feel
of Jesus
peace
over her
in your
mind
right
now.
Right now, right?
Yes, I
loose
do.
Loose peace
okay.
in her in Jesus'
now,
name.
Now, just lift your hands and ask the Holy Ghost to just come in and overflow and fill you with his Holy Spirit. And spirits that won't come out in front of people, as soon as she gets off
Father
the phone,
God, loose the Holy Spirit fire.
Pride for one.
Burn out every foul
and
spirit.
And every devil that's hiding
in Jesus'
must
name.
Because the fire of the Holy Ghost
we
will
bind
drive
you,
you
foul
out.
Spirits. Come out and go
now
to Target right
start
now in Jesus'
raising
name.
Raising your hands and praising the Lord.
Come out.
Receive
Lord,
the
Jesus,
back.
Please let me receive your Holy Ghost.
Fill her Holy
the power
Spirit.
Of my body.
Fill.
And
fill every
heal.
Empty place.
Any
heal.
Illness.
In Jesus' name.
Heal.
Praise
him. Praise him.
Praise,
praise
Jesus,
praise
for the oil of the Holy
praise
Spirit over right
everything you've done. Thank you for your self thank God you've given yourself to me and for my sins, and I rebuke any evil that is still within me because I am going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I am going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and I am going to be a sound mind and sound body. I am no longer
Jesus.
Going to believe the psychiatric
right
devils that can't that
find
bring
any.
Me to the hospital and tell me I'm bipolar and put me with those evil demons anymore. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
All foul spirits.
Please, God, fill me
come
with
out.
Your Holy Ghost.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
And keep me filled with him.
Okay, honey, he comes
I feel
by
the Spirit.
Dr.
He comes by worship. He comes by worship. Keep praising him.
I know.
Praise
I will. I will. I praise him every day for everything that he gives me and for the blessings
praise
he pours
right.
down
praise
upon
him
me.
Right. Listen, praise him
thank
right
you,
now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for delivering me, delivering from the evil spirits that have demonized me, that have bonded my family, that have teared us down, that have laid black clouds over our head, that have destroyed my mind and diagnosed me bipolar and separated me from my children. And I praise you, Lord, that you have brought me into the hands of the right people that can ward off these demons.
Fill her
and
up,
things.
Fill her up. Fill her up, Holy Ghost. Fill her up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you so much.
All
I feel it all. I feel it all. And I know that through your power, Lord Jesus, I will never go back to the hospital again. I will never be Baker-acted again. I've been Baker-acted 8 times. And I will never, ever again be Baker-acted because you're going to fill me with your Holy Ghost and you're going to clean my mind.
Dr. Pat?
All right.
We need to...
Could I add something, please?
Yes, and we also want to break the curse of the bastard. And also take care of the abortion.
Yeah, we did that earlier.
You got that, okay.
Yeah.
Jonathan?
Shannon, uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's Laurie, isn't it? Laurie? Is that the correct
Laura.
Name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the name of Jesus, and this is also for people in the chat room and for Shannon and Dr. Pat as well, but we agree in the name of Jesus to give you the blessings of peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Father God.
Peace
Amen.
That bypasses the mind. Jesus said, I leave you peace, my own peace I give you, a peace the world just doesn't understand. And we give you this peace in the name of Jesus Christ, and we also give you joy, we give you the blessings of sound mind, we give you love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, trustworthiness, and we give you self-control. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, we pronounce these blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Lori, right
over
now
your,
in the name of
over your
you
children.
So
Jesus, yes. We come in agreement. Father God, we ask that you unloose a hedge of protection around her right now. We bless Lori. We command the foul spirits and Satan, whatever they took from her, they've robbed her of, that they give back to her sevenfold in Jesus' name. We ask God that you loose a financial blessing on her.
Mm-hmm.
We ask God that you would bless her with a place to live. Bless her with a job, Father God. Bless her with the finances that she needs. In Jesus' name. Dr. Pat?
And we release the blessings of Abraham over you and your children.
And
ask the Holy Ghost to draw a wall of fire around you for your divine protection. And you go and get the King James Version of the Bible and let it play over your mind day and night. And we close all of the open doors in the name of Jesus. And we release the strength of the blood of Jesus over you from this day forward in Jesus' name. Now, let me tell you, I think we're about finished with her, Shannon.
Lori, God bless you. Stay in touch with us.
Thank you so
and,
much.
We're,
I definitely
we'll continue
will, and I'll,
to work with you, all right?
I really, really appreciate it.
Praise Jesus, yes.
I've needed this for many years now, and I can't praise God enough for putting you two in my life and that gentleman from Great Britain as well. And all of your prayers and everybody listening that's been praying along with us. I just want to give praise and glory all to the Lord.
Amen. He's the one that's
doing
all
of this.
Delivered
also
you tonight,
for Joe White, for putting Joe White in my life 30-some-odd years ago.
Lori, let me ask you a question. You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, we're in Florida.
Okay, what I'd like to have you do is you need to take a trip over to Jacksonville. How far is that from where you're at?
It's about an hour and a half, maybe a little,
okay.
Give or take a little.
Here's what you should do. You should get in the car and go up when Dr. Pat is having services and see her in person. They'll continue to pray with you. Dr. Pat, what is your schedule of services?
Meet on Tuesday night at 7 and on Friday at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 11:30. And we're at 1537 Mill Creek Road.
And I'm asking, I won't forget that, 1537
Mill Creek
Road.
And I ask
Laura, she's on the internet. The address is on the internet.
Okay,
Laura,
cool,
yeah.
Very good.
MiracleInternetChurch.com, Lori.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to go over there and fellowship with Dr. Pat and Miracle Internet Church, and you'll get stronger and stronger as you continue seeking deliverance.
I'm asking everyone that's listening
Thank
to
you,
begin
Lord.
To pray for Miracle Internet. It's actually Miracle Outreach Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
We've been under a direct attack for months now because we are the ministry that exposed Todd Bentley, the third wave, and all of these things.
Absolutely.
And our local church has just really been under attack. We have a church that is a Word of Faith church right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is that people see me on television locally, and they're coming down the street and turning and going to the church behind us instead of our church. And so a lady called me yesterday and told me she came to the church today, but she had a lot of problems just trying to find her way over there. The devil has really attacked our local church. So I would ask you all to begin to pray for our local ministry as well as our internet ministry is doing wonderful. Both of our web pages are doing great. My articles, we get several thousand hits a day on those. We would be the biggest church in Jacksonville if they could see everyone that attaches into our ministry every day. But we need people coming locally because we're live here. So do keep our finances up and the local church. Now, I also want to speak to money because whenever we started the show earlier and we talked about giving in to the radio program, there were people say, are you asking for money? That's exactly what we're asking for. You see, Christian, if you got a business, you can contact Omega Man and you can become a sponsor of the radio programs and he'll put a banner up there for your business. Mm-hmm. We have to ask for people to personally give in to the media outlet. We don't have people to usually businesses to sponsor us. But in order for the message to go wider and bigger so more people can find help, then we have to have you to pray for us, to pray for our finances, and to pray for the radio outlets to come to us. Also, I need you to know that Brother Shannon has committed his life to this ministry, to his ministry. He's given up his job. He is dependent on the ministry for his care. And the Bible says that a workman is worthy of their work. And for us not to bind the mouth of the ox that treads the corn. There's a lot to say about taking care of ministers. We're not asking for money per se to go and buy a new house and a great big car and a jet plane like many of them do. We're in the end times, and where our mind is we're out there to get a harvest before Jesus comes. And unfortunately, it still requires finances to do that. So, yes, we have asked for money, and we ask you to pray for the finances, pray for Shannon, pray for my finances, pray for our local church. Our local church is about the only thing standing here in our town. When Todd Bentley came over to Lakeland, I uncovered him. My brother from England can tell you, Jonathan and I prayed many hours about that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And but the point getting is in our town, all of the mega big ministers packed up busloads of people and took them over to see that man that was at that time committing adultery. He divorced his wife. He was drunk every time he admitted going up on the platform. These ministers that supposedly restored him, the restoration was he left his wife, married his mistress, and just this last couple of weeks, he was found in one of the flea markets selling prophecies and interpreting dreams. Now, these are the people that these big ministers were supporting. They do not support
us. Right.
They do not support us in prayer. As a matter of fact, they tell their people to stay away from us, that I'm a witch and we're in witchcraft. I'm telling you, the true body of Christ must come around us, surround us with your prayer and with whatever God tells you to do. We're not going to beg, but we do know that unless we ask, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. And that's all I'm going to say about
it,
Shannon.
Let me correct one thing there. You said Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat said that she was probably the only ministry in that city of Jacksonville. No, Dr. Pat, you're probably the only ministry in the whole Southeast. Folks,
oh,
I have went looking high and low for Deliverance Ministries, and I haven't found more than maybe seven or eight at this juncture. I'm asking God to reveal more if they be out there. But there are not any other places that I would even know where to send somebody that's on the East Coast than Miracle Church there in Jacksonville, Florida. And I can tell you firsthand, having talked to the handful of ministries that are out there preaching the truth, the full gospel message, that they're not being supported. Most of them can barely keep the lights on. Okay, what happens if the lights go off? Where are you going to go to get help like tonight? Okay, that people will pray with you. And again, it's Jesus Christ that delivers. But you've got to be able to hear this message, and you're not going to hear it on the mainstream. And that's why we ask for help. There's so much that could be done. You know, Satan is well-financed. What about God's ministry? Well, you know, God works through his people out there. And so get behind this ministry. Support Dr. Pat Holliday. Support the Omega Man radio show. It's one of the best investments you can make because you're investing in men's souls.
Yes.
And we're out there to do three things. We want to preach Jesus Christ, see people saved. If you listen to everybody that we talk to, we ask them, are they saved? If they're not, we lead them to Christ. That's number one. We cast out demonic spirits in Jesus' name, and we pray for their infirmities. If that's heretical teaching, Dr. Pat, then I don't know what Bible that they're reading out of. I really don't.
And let me say something. You know, Rita Hill mentioned just now on the chat room that there are deliverance ministries out there, but they're in the healing rooms. These people are not real healing ministries. They belong to the third wave movement, and they are in the angel movement where they call angels to heal and not the Holy Ghost. And in addition to that, the false deliverance ministries, they go into the psychological techniques of hypnosis and leading you back to your childhood and all of that stuff. See, the difference is Jesus still heals, and he heals by the power of his word, and he heals exactly like he healed when he was on the earth. So thank you for that tip-off, Rita, because
you know,
it's 100% right. And we're getting up to the end of time on this hour.
We're coming up to the end of the hour. If Dr. Pat is able to stay over, we'll go into the third hour. I see the lines lighting up right now. If you're waiting for prayer, we'll get to you. And before we go to the break, I just want to have you, Jonathan, and Dr. Pat pray for Brother Joseph White, Zoe. It was Zoe who 20 years ago witnessed to Brother John. Do you remember Brother John who was called in and he was involved in the occult and the graveyards and the skulls? You don't remember that story? It was Brother John that 20 years ago Zoe preached the gospel to him. And it was his father that was a warlock. Now, Lori tonight is John's sister. We also pray for Giovanni, which is in that same family. And we pray for Brother Mike. He's the young man about 24 years old that came to Christ and had a powerful deliverance. So four people of the same family have been plucked out of the fire. And Satan tried to destroy all of them. And ask that you would pray for Brother Joseph White right now. It was him that the Lord used to bring these four people to this program that we could pray for.
And Zoe, Lord, I appreciate Zoe's ministry.
Yes, Father God.
And
bless him,
we
Lord.
Thank you, God, that he's right on. There's so many times when we're right in the midst of the Bible and Zoe's there.
Yes,
he's
God.
Pulling every second, bringing out words of knowledge.
Bless him financially, Lord.
Deliverance is going on, and
hallelujah.
We just stand
loose
with his ministry also
opportunities.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name. We
in
bind
Jesus,
up the
hallelujah.
Power of this third wave movement,
hallelujah.
Which is an angel movement.
Yes, Father God.
Heresy. We release over this entire family total deliverance because you promised that you would give us our family according to Acts 2:38-39. And we claim all of the people that are praying with us, their Acts 2:38-39, and we give you praise tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Karen to call in. Karen has one of the most fantastic ministries, and also she's on the chat room now. I think she's called Trumpet to Pure Light. She's a born-again Jewish lady with one of the most fabulous testimonies of how Jesus appeared to her. And so, Karen, do call in when you can because we want to hear from you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the School of Intercessory Prayer. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday and Jonathan calling in from the U.K. We'll be right back.
Okay. Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers, chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
And I said before, if you want to find a lot of demons, go to church. There you can be sure you'll find a bunch. They're roosting all over God's people. They're binding them down. They're choking them off. And somebody has to care because people are bound. And if it isn't the chosen of God, I don't know who's going to care. If it isn't those whom God has called out, if they don't care enough to lay their lives on the line, I don't know who's going to do it. As a sad scripture says, I looked for a man and I found none. God looked for a man. He couldn't find anybody. Everybody was doing their own thing. God is calling a people to war, all out war, a war in which no quarter is given or no quarter is asked. The order of the day remains, attack, attack, attack. That's God's marching order.
And welcome back to Omega Man Radio Network. And I'm glad that you folks out there are not doing your own thing tonight, that you're here tonight in agreement with others that are listening around this globe, and we're coming together to do something about the hard times that we're in right now. Prayer and intercession, and that's what these programs are all about. And if you need prayer tonight, the number to call in on is 917-889-2745. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on the line, and we've got Jonathan from the UK. And let's see, we have a new caller from 715 area code. Let's get them on the line. Stand by just one moment. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat and Jonathan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are
yes,
you?
Sir. Thank you for holding. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, first of all, years ago, I was driving and I fell asleep, and I kind of a ringing in the ear. And more recently, the other thing was two people kind of took advantage of me financially in real estate, and both situations. It's kind of a fear, a little bit of a fear. I know I got that. I've been prayed over, that's basically what I wanted to tell you about. Yes, yeah. Kind of in the morning time, I realized that how gullible I was regarding the real estate. And these people kind of told me they're Christians, but they more or less told me, like, think of it as tithing to the church kind of thing.
You know Jesus is your Savior?
Yes, I do, sir. Yeah.
Okay, and Dr. Pat?
Okay, I've seen this spirit work in some of the false ministries, and what they do is they'll tell you that God has told you to give them your house or your car, and that he's going to bless you with a better one and things like that. And you sign your property over, and then you never hear from them again. There was a local church in the next county from us that had all of the people to come in and sign wills giving the church their property when they died, and that particular church is one of the biggest churches in that county. And you see, God is looking at all of this, and he knows the worst thing anyone can do is to lie and steal from his people, because he takes account of it. The Bible does tell us that the curses come down upon those that hate God. And these people that have come into the Christian church illegally are thieves and liars and heretics. And the Bible tells us in, Deuteronomy 28 and over in Leviticus, it says that the curses come down upon those who do not love God, and that the blessings of Abraham comes down upon those that love God. So what we're going to do is, a lot of times they will curse you with their words, and when you believe their words, you have believed a lie, so you come up under their curse and you give your property away. We're going to reclaim your blessings tonight for you. And every one of you out there that you have given money to ministries like Todd Bentley and the Third Wavers and the Word of Faith people and some of these crazy Christian television ministries that are not preaching the Word of God, if you put your ministry on ground that is made of sand, you don't get a harvest because seeds won't grow on sand. And the Bible particularly tells us to plant our money in good ground, or our seed in good ground, and then we get a harvest. So how do we know? We have to pray about everything that we do. And you pray before you give money. Even if you're going to give money to Omega Man or Pat Holliday, we ask you to pray before you do that. Because, you know, God will take care of us. And if he has a different field that he wants you to plant in, go for it.
Yes.
For instance, Omega Man, they have a ministry where they feed the poor children over in India. And if he says, well, just tell Omega Man to put this in the feeding of the children instead of the radio program, that's where it's going to go.
That's where it would go. Yes.
What we're telling you is, if you plant your money where God tells you, it's good ground, and you'll get a harvest back.
Amen.
So now the harvest that's going to come back, let me tell you that in 1 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says that that a man and his wife are heirs of grace and life together. In Galatians chapter 3, the Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, so that the blessings of Abraham can come down upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might be heirs of the promise and of the promise of the Spirit. So, tonight, what is your name again, caller?
Wayne, ma'am. Wayne.
Oh, okay, Wade. Father, we lift Wade up to the throne. We break that
bless
curse.
Bless him right now in Jesus' name.
That
in the name
of Jesus. That was for him by those phony Christians. We bind it up.
In the name of Jesus.
We retaliate it
all
back to where it came from in the
go
name
back
of
to where
Jesus.
You came from sevenfold
we
in Jesus' name.
We call the finances out of that
we
fake
break
land,
all witchcraft that has been sent against
that religious
him.
Land that they built.
In the name
built.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Call it out to
he'll be the head, not
ministers
the tail.
All over the world. We call Wade's finances back. You
yes,
said
God,
in your word
angels right
that
now.
If we catch a thief, it has to
return
sevenfold.
Open
and
doors
in the name of Jesus,
for
the
jobs,
thief has to
for
fall.
Finances,
we
for
ask that you we give him a
that
house.
Have the abundance.
You said in your word that you would give
every
us
good
house
that, you call
that
them to
he have not built.
In Jesus' name.
And we give you praise and glory for that house. We thank you that you will
yes,
restore
God.
A sevenfold over him because
yes,
of the Galatians
3.
First it is he
protection.
That hangeth on the tree for
in
Wade and his household.
Yes,
we
Father
give
God.
You praise and glory for everyone
sevenfold
listening
the
on
the Jesus
internet
name.
In their trucks and cars around the world. And we release, hallelujah,
yes, Father
over
God.
All
them.
Of us a 7-4 restoration.
Bless
we dry up the land
God,
of all of
Jesus
these
name.
False ministers that
yes,
we've
God.
Discussed, the third way,
spoil
the
word
of faith.
Right now.
We bind the people from going to those false ministries and getting filled with the Kundalini devil.
Mm-hmm.
We release the people to come to the true people that know you, Jesus, that will lead them to Jesus, his blood, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and healing and deliverance and all that you have for him. And tonight we command all of those spirits that Omega Man was bounding as I was praying, and we command them to leave Wade now.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
And cough them out.
Bind a strong man in all foul spirits. Come out in
Let
Jesus' name.
Let them go.
The Lord
Let
rebuke any foul spirits. I come against any foul spirit operating right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened in
Jesus'
name, foul spirits. We bind the strong man and gatekeeper, all foul spirits in Wade. We're talking to you. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loose him. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Let the Shekinah glory of God just illuminate Wade right now and show any foul spirits wherever they're lurking. We bind you. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Pour the blood of Jesus down his throat right now. You break all witchcraft attack that's been set against him in Jesus' name. Command him to go back to where it came from. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fill him up, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, any vacancies in him right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, Wayne.
Oh, thank you. Fourth night I've listened to you. I appreciate you guys more. You're amazing people. I really thank you. Have a good night yourself.
Wayne, just before you go. Sorry, Wayne, just before you go, could I just say this, Lord Jesus, we thank you ever so much that we're you know, only the Holy Spirit is the absolute expert, Lord.
Yes.
We're just trying very, very hard to do our best, and Lord, we're always seeking more knowledge and more discernment and more wisdom,
Lord.
And these are the gifts that you can give. But what I'm going to pray, Lord, for Wayne, is that you're going to raise a lot more people up in his local area. You're going to cause him to meet them even before the end of the year, Lord, who will be able to say more prayers with him, who will be able to counsel him, wise people, Lord, you know, who can give him very good advice. And so, Lord, that he's got the best of both worlds. He's got the best of the internet facilities, Lord Jesus Christ, because I'm speaking to him from the heart of England. But also, Lord Jesus, he's got the face-to-face people who he can see daily. And, Lord, you know, please connect him with the right people. Help him to pray with those people, Lord, because very often prevention's better than cure. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Wayne.
Oh.
And if you're in need of prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. I see two callers in the queue, and we're going to get to everybody
Shannon,
in order
I'll be
there.
Back. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute.
God bless you, Jonathan. And we bind right now any foul spirit of infirmity trying to attack Dr. Pat Holiday. We bind
Amen.
It in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All spirits of infirmity. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. Loose her in Jesus' name. Command
Jesus
healing to
name.
Flow right into her lungs
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dr. Pat, there are a couple of special requests that have come in. In fact, there are several people who have written in and they are currently without work. And we got a letter from a brother named Darren Altieri. Darren is outside of Dallas, Texas area. And he's believing the Lord for a job right now. In fact, Darren had sold a seat into the ministry, which allowed us to get on the WWCR. And we want to pray for him and everyone that has blessed this ministry so we can continue to get the word out. That God will meet their needs. If they
Amen.
Need a job, if they need a home, they need financial miracle. Would you go ahead and pray for Darren and the others?
Amen. And Lord, your word for Darren and these people that are Christians is
yes,
this today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above the nations of the earth. And all of these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of thy God. And you bless their finances, you bless their families, you bless the barns, their incomes, You bless everything, God.
Yes, Lord,
and,
God. Everything they touch, let it turn to gold
in Jesus'
name. The Lord
shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and shall bless thee in the land which the Lord has given thee. And we release this over each and every one of you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we break every curse coming down your family line.
Yes.
10 generations back, 10 generations forward, in the name of Jesus. And we release jobs, finances,
yes,
and everything, finances even coming from places
yes.
that they don't even expect. We give you the glory in Jesus' name, and we're all in one accord. And, Father, we ask that you dispatch from your throne room your warring angels to go forth and bring everything that the devil has stolen from your people back sevenfold. Break down the walls that the devil has hoarded our stuff, God, with your battle axe. And we release your ramming rods all
yes.
around each and every one of us. And every witch, wizard, warlock, every devil that has risen up and spoken a curse against any one of us, it has to return a hundredfold.
Hundredfold,
and Father
in Jesus'
God,
name.
We give you praise and glory tonight for those jobs and those finances to come
yes.
in.
Yes,
Jesus
Father God.
Name.
We lift up Brother Zoe. We
in
lift up Ephesians 6:1-1. Bonnie, Suzanne, Debbie Sinatra, Darren Altieri. Father God, you know the needs right now. Homes, jobs, finances. We lift up Brother Jonathan in the UK, God, he's doing a powerful work over
Thank
there.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And needs the finances to continue as he's going out there and lobbying for Jesus Christ. We ask, God, for a blessing
uh-huh.
on him. All the believers that are tuned in tonight, Father God, we just ask that you would pour out a blessing that they cannot contain, that they'll be able to abound every good work. We apply the blood of Jesus to them, Father God. Loose angels to create doors of opportunity, divine appointments. God, in the
New
name
business.
Of Jesus Christ. New businesses, opportunities.
Amen.
Let everything that they touch turn to gold. They will be the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And what has been stolen, let it return back to them sevenfold with interest. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We'll go to the next caller. Caller from area code 810. You're on the air with Dr. Pat and also Jonathan. Caller from 810 area code. You're on the air. Let's see. Okay. We'll go to the next caller and then circle back around. Caller from 904 area code. You're on the air.
Aha.
There you go.
Hey, Shannon. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Yes, sir.
Hello. Hey,
how
are you? It's Bill Pringle. How you doing?
Bill.
No.
Bill P. How you doing?
How are you?
Good to
I'm
hear
doing
from you,
great.
Hello, Bill. This is Jonathan. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Pastor Pat.
Hey,
y'all
Bill.
Y'all will not believe this guy. Hey. Y'all had a...
How you doing tonight, Bill? Give us
something. Kind of a delay or something. Okay. Earlier, I was talking to a man in the chat room that is a Protestant pastor, didn't believe in any deliverance or anything like that. I was talking to him in a private chat. Then I asked him what kind of Bible he was even reading. Then he got very defensive about his NIV and then asked about the Apocrypha and the King James Version. There is a lot of heresy going on out there, and these people are just running from it. They don't want to know that Jesus is real, that he really, really will deliver them and set them free. Can you help them with that, pastors?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Well,
folks, you don't want to be reading the New Illuminati Version. You know, the King James Bible has been in concrete for over 400 years. There's a good reason for that. It has not been corrupted by the New Age schools, by the witches and the warlocks and the atheists sitting on some of these so-called Bible organizations that have come out and changed the Word of God as much as 100,000 times in many of these versions. They've taken out references to prayer and fasting. They've removed the blood of Jesus. They've taken a neutered God, and it's an abomination. And if you're reading these scriptures, you're not going to experience the power of God in your life. And that's why Satan is trying his hardest to get men and women confused. He's diversified. He won't attack everybody with the same means. And that's why there's so much confusion in the churches. The pastor will be preaching, and everybody opens up, and they've got 500 translations. If you don't understand the Word of God, it's because it takes the Holy Spirit to unlock it for you. It's a supernatural book. So before you read the Word of God, you should sit down and pray and ask God to loose the Holy Spirit and to take the scales off of your eyes and speak to you through His Word. And you also want to bind any foul spirits of Leviathan, which will try to make you drowsy as you read, and get in the Word of God and get a good thesaurus and look up maybe 100 of the words that are not commonly used, and you can get the definitions. But the King James Bible is written so a fifth grader can read it. But again, it is a supernatural book, and you've got to get in it every day. And I just wanted to add that, Bill, because you know, I won't touch one of these New Age versions. I won't even let them in my apartment. I'll take them and throw them in the garbage.
Well, I also would add to that, you can go up on your search engines and just type in NIV counterfeit and look at and see what is said about that, and also type in New King James Version. Now, both and most all the Amplified Version, all of these new Bibles are written and published by the Illuminati Presses, Zondervan and Thompson Nelson. Now, what you have to understand is the exposure tells you that the deity of Jesus, his blood, the reason that he came has been removed from many of the scriptures, have been changed. And also, the NIV particularly is known as the Homosexual Bible. And that particular Bible was written the Old Testament Hebrew. There was a nun that that did the Hebrew back when they first made that Bible, and she was going up on Phil Donahue and Mike Douglas and those kind of shows. I can't remember her name, but you'll find it on the internet. And she was a nun, but she said that she was a lesbian, and she was promoting lesbianism on those talk shows. And so it has lesbian homosexual tendency, and her message on the talk show was, there's nothing in the Bible against homosexuality. And so you can read those perversions, but you're going to miss God if you do it. You're not going to find the Jesus. You will find another Jesus. And the next thing you know, you will be in a religion instead of a living relationship with God. So we're just telling you that we are people that believe that Jesus is sovereign. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he couples himself with his word. And when we declare and speak his word, that's what causes people to get delivered and healed in his name. It's not because we are occultists or exorcists or any kind of a weird human being. The only thing that we're doing here is we are speaking the Word of God according to the Word of God, and the Word of God takes effect over the other person's life, and they get healed, set free. The young man that called, I'm going to ask Shannon to give a testimony how he called once before and what happened to him. So I'm expecting another miracle in this young man's life. Shannon.
Okay, we're talking about Brother Dan Altieri?
Yes.
Yes, Brother Dan basically was listening to the program and said, you know, I believe in the message. And what he did is he supported us that we could get on the WWCR. So God bless Brother Dan. Now, what was interesting is he wrote in and said, I have no job. Would you pray for me? Well, we prayed for him that God would bless his seed. And I tell you what happened is he wrote in and said, that he had a piece of heavy machinery, I think it was called a cat, had not been able to sell for 18 months, and God miraculously opened up the door within a couple-day period, and he was able to sell it. And so, you know, praise God for Brother Dan. Praise God for everyone that has supported the ministries of Omega Man Radio and Dr. Pat Holliday, Miracle Internet Church. And, you know, listen, there's no better investment you can make than getting behind the deliverance ministry and blessing the widows, the orphans, the poor, those in disaster, and the nation of Israel. You know, God watches over his word to perform it, and he's not a man that he can lie. So we praise God for those that are standing with us. And I want to also add over to what Bill said. Bill, people that would like to challenge the authenticity of the King James Bible, I would recommend they go over and Google, go to Google Video or YouTube, and look at the Gail Ripplinger Report on New Age Bible Versions. Now, this is a very intelligent lady. She's a scholar, and she's went and studied these things for over 15 years and lays them out. And it's undeniable what they found when they went in and looked at the New Age Versions. And, you know, that's just like Satan. He wants to corrupt the authentic. There's the authentic and there's the counterfeit. There's Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, and there will be the Antichrist. There's a true deliverance ministry, and then there's those in the New Wave and Kundalini, that if you don't have the discernment, you go and pray with the wrong people, you may walk out with a Kundalini demon, like is what was imparted to people that went into Todd Bentley's revival. So remember, you must have discernment, and that's what Satan seeks to do, is deceive people. I see our lines backing up, so we'll go to the next caller. Let's see here. God bless you, Bill. Let's see. We're going to go to caller at 423 area code. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat and Jonathan.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Oh, it's just Jonathan. Sorry, it's been long.
Hey there. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just wanting to call and ask for a prayer. I went to a church that was promoting the Todd Bentley revival. That went on in Florida, and so I watched it about every night. That church also went through what they call the deliverance ministry, and I got prayed for several times, and nothing really, I don't know, it didn't really help the problems that I've had. And eventually I got really hurt by that church, and I asked some questions. And they pretty much kicked me out because of it.
Well, in these new churches, these new doctrines of Rick Joyner and
C. Peter
Rick
Wagner.
Warren and C. Peter Wagner, Chuck Pierce and Todd Bentley and Cindy Jacobs and people like this, you're not allowed to ask questions. What they work for is to get all of the Bible believers out of the church because they're no longer preaching the Word of God. And so if you ask a question of their biblical basis for these new doctrines, another Jesus, another Spirit doctrines, they ask you to leave. And so that's what happened to you. So number one, we need to minister to you from your hurt perspective of another Christian hurting you. Well, I can tell you that these are not Christians. They are false ministers. Jesus called them false prophets. The other thing is we're going to minister deliverance for the religious spirit and cast Kundalini out of you. Now, are you going to a church at this moment?
No, I am not. I'm not going anywhere. But,
okay.
Of course, I still believe and I still pray daily.
Okay. Now, do you have a computer? You evidently
do.
I'd advise you to go up on MiracleInternetChurch.com, which is our internet church that we...
Yes.
Put together for people that no longer have a church that's been kicked out of some of these false ministries. You know, Chuck Pierce was in Jacksonville about a month or so ago, and he says the revival is coming to America he believes it's going to come in April or May. And he says that it's going to be a revival of division. And what they believe is the people that don't believe in them and what they're teaching, that they'll divide them away from the church. So as long as we can, we have sermons up there so that you can get fed the Word of God, television programs. We have a prayer, intercessory prayer line, as well as on OmegaMan.com has prayer request lines. We're looking, by the way, for intercessors to join to pray for these ministries. You go to OmegaMan.com.
But OmegaManRadio.com? Yeah, add the radio at the end, OmegaManRadio.com.
And look at the joining the intercessor so you can help us to plow through. Now, honey, I want you to pray with me right now. I want you to say,
okay.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask
Lord
you
Jesus.
To forgive those folks.
I ask you to forgive those people, Lord Jesus.
That hurt me. Many of them are in darkness.
Many of them are in darkness.
And we pray for their souls tonight. We ask you to drive the pastors to their knees. To seek the truth. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Drive them to repentance.
I forgive them.
And I ask you tonight to deliver me.
From
all hurt and a wounded spirit.
All the religious spirits.
And this power of the Kundalini spirit. And every spiritual blindness and deafness and dullness. That has come over me from attending that false church.
I repent.
And receive your divine deliverance tonight. In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, you will take your hands off of me. And I command all of those devils.
Of witchcraft.
And occultism. Spirits of divination. And anti-religious spirits. Antichrist. Spirits of bondage. And seducing spirits. The imitating unholy spirit. Called Kundalini.
I bind you in Jesus' name.
I command all of you to go into a cage. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to start calling them out, and Jonathan will be praying in the chat room. And Omega Man will be calling them out, and you take deep breaths and cough them all out, and you'll get free. Amen?
I'm sorry, what did you say about breathing?
Take a deep breath and just cough them out. So make a man calls them out.
Okay.
Cough, okay? Father, okay. In the name of Jesus, I
right now,
bind
we take
all
authority
of those
over strong men and gatekeepers.
Strong men that we named, and we bind to them. Hereditary spirits, rebellion, freemasonry, mockery,
all foul spirits,
ritualism, child
come
abuse,
out.
Spiritism,
come on,
human
cage
sacrifice,
right now. Lord, rebuke
traumas, accidents, violence,
all foul spirits,
pride,
come out right now. In the name
rape,
of Jesus, Father God, and loose angels to surround
heart attacks,
go in there and
fears,
pull these foul spirits
phobias,
out. In
nightmares,
name. Come out.
Horrors,
come out right now.
Cut. The Kundalini spirit
right now,
the tail. We cut your head off and command you to come up now immediately.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
Come up out of that spine.
Angels of death, cut off the tail of Kundalini.
Instantly. Immediately.
Drag it out. In Jesus'
name. We bind all of the fears, the traumas, the ill health, the sickness, accidents.
We bind you. Come out right now.
The wounded spirit in the name of Jesus. Hurt, bitterness, anger, rebellion. We come against all of the magic, all of the
break
stargate
all witchcraft,
spirits, her
right now.
Every ungodly
out.
Warlock, wizard,
in Jesus
witch,
name.
Sorcerer, hypnotist, enchanter,
all foul spirits imputed into her, come out in Jesus.
Fortune teller, divination, every spirit of cultism, occultism, worldly speech, heresies, deceivers. Humanism,
the Lord
necromancy, clairvoyance,
be weakened in Jesus'
Todd
name.
Bentley's devil,
before the blood of Jesus
all of
down
those
your throat right now.
Things,
come
all
out.
Spiritual,
anything that came
all
in through
spiritual
Todd Bentley,
blindness.
Come out in
medium,
Jesus' name.
Yoga,
the Lord rebuke you. Come out.
Eastern religious spirits in the name of
be
Jesus.
Be weakened in
Hindu
Jesus' name. Come
spirit,
out.
In Jesus' name.
Come
black
out in the name
mass,
of Jesus.
High priest, unbelief. Rationalism,
her Shekinah, your Shekinah glory on her right now.
False religions, fears,
let the spirits be exposed.
The army of Joel,
Jesus name.
We
come
bind
out.
You up in the name of Jesus. Manifested sons
come out
of
right
God,
now.
Third wave, the prophetic
all
movement,
the, way out right
the
now.
Word of
all
faith
the way out.
Movement,
the
name of Jesus.
All
Lord,
of the spiritual blindness
spirits.
That came upon her in
the
Jesus',
blood of Jesus.
Name. We come
the blood
against
of Jesus.
All unrighteousness. Feminine spirits, intellectualism.
Come out right now,
false.
All these spirits' names. Come out.
We come against Peter Wagner's spirits.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Loose her in Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name and come out.
Everyone, every curse, hex, spell, we bind you in the name of Jesus.
We break it off of her in Jesus' name.
False prophets.
Command to go back
false
to demon
signs
Senate
and
in
wonders,
Jesus' name.
Deception.
Aleister Crowley.
Come out.
Aleister Crowley spirit.
Come out.
Wandering from the truth. Fascination to evil.
Come out.
Repression. Manipulation of your
come
mind.
Right yoga,
all
come out.
Of these amnesia spirits. Fortune telling. Channeling.
All
rejection
spirit. Spirits. Come out in Jesus' name.
All of these devils of occultism. Worldly speech. Heresy.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Clairvoyance. Spiritism.
Out right now in the name
every
of Jesus.
Every devil of talking and peeping and muttering to the dead.
The Lord rebuke you,
Antichrist.
Foul spirits. We are
we
talking
bind
to you, not her.
Up in the name
you
of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
You
right
have
now.
No authority. No
Father God,
authority. In the name
the souls
of
and minds of these foul spirits. Loose confusion
now, honey,
blindness on them in Jesus' name.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive the pastor.
I forgive the pastor
that deceived me.
That deceived me.
I ask for your mercy.
I ask for your mercy.
Upon his soul.
Upon
his soul,
soul and her soul.
Or her soul in Jesus'
it
name.
It was a. She was Jesus the lead. Name. Her soul in Jesus' name.
We bind all spirits of Ahab and Jezebel. Come out in the name of
and,
Jesus
and
Christ
I
right
bind
now.
The spirits
come
over
out.
Every person in her congregation.
Lord, rebuke you,
and
spirits.
I
name of Jesus.
And disconnect them from her in the name of Jesus.
You cut all
connections. And I release them into Bible
spirits in the heavenlies.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
I release your judgment upon that.
We break
Jesus
the yoke off
name.
Of her neck in the name
and
of Jesus.
And we also bind up.
Come out right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, and all of those devils that are associated with her,
we bind them and cage them in the name of Jesus.
Esther, in Jesus' name, we give you glory and praise for
you
total freedom.
To Rick Warner, we bind it in Jesus' name.
You loose her throat. You're right in the throat right
come
now.
Out of her
come
throat
up.
In Jesus' name.
Make yourself small. Come out.
Angels of God, chop
come
it
out.
Up in
every
small
bit
bites.
Of it.
Come out.
Out. Out.
All the way out.
In
pour the blood
the name
of Jesus down
of
your throat
Jesus.
Right now. All the way out
blood
right now.
Of Jesus.
The
blood of
burn
Jesus.
Burn them out right now.
We give you glory
Jesus
for your blood, God. Glory
fill her Holy
your
Spirit right now.
Glory for your
fill
blood.
Her up with all vacancies.
In Jesus' name.
Burn them out, Holy
Jesus
Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Take
in Jesus'
deep
name.
Breath and just
Jesus.
Breathe in the Holy Spirit and let him flood in your
fill
mind
her
and
Spirit
your whole
right
spirit.
Pour the,
he's going to burn the hidden
oil
ones
of the Holy
out
Ghost on
tonight.
Her right now in Jesus' name.
We disconnect her from all spies, all ley lines, all
cut all demonic silver cords
prayers,
and cast to her.
Every
in the name
witchcraft
of
power that comes to her
Father
at
God,
night
loose
in her
angels
brain
to go and find her fragmented soul and bring it back in the name of Jesus.
Flee her from, in Jesus' name.
Restore her soul
take
right now, Father God.
Breath out. We bind up the gatekeepers of her soul.
Come out, Abaddon. Belial, Beelzebub, we bind
in
you.
Jesus' name, and we command them
Astaroth,
to flee. In Jesus'
incubus
name.
And succubus, Asmodeus, we
yes
bind you. All
Jesus
witchcraft
name
put against her in her dreams, we bind and cancel it in Jesus' name.
We clear her mind with
all
the
word
curses
Jesus sent against her by any person call himself a Christian, we break
Jesus
it in Jesus' name.
We give you praise and glory. Praise and glory.
Bind the spirit of infirmity right now.
Feeling?
Looser in Jesus.
How are you feeling, darling?
I'm shaking.
It's shaking.
Find the spirit
okay
of fear.
Now,
yeah.
What
in
that
Jesus
is
name
is those are manifestations of Kundalini, and we bind all of the manifestations of
we
Kundalini.
We bind Kundalini in the name
shaking
of Jesus. Shaking.
We command you to loose her nervous
all
system.
All foul spirits.
The cords
snake
and
serpent
mind
spirits.
All of those
we
devils
bind
manifestation
Jesus
of Kundalini.
We weaken and come out.
We command you to go into the box
Father
right
God
now, or into
angels
the cage.
Cut the tails off
every
of them and drag them
out.
In Jesus'
totally
name, come
now
out.
Come out. Come out.
Come
out. Come
out right now.
Every Kundalini
Jesus,
snake spirit,
you right
come
now
out. Every
come
Hindu
out. Father
God,
loose the mongooses of heaven to chase these foul serpents
take
out. In Jesus' name.
Cord
in Jesus' name.
Come out right
we
now.
Cut free from her right now in the name of Jesus.
Father God, pierce
we
these
bind
with
all
your
of the
Jesus
war, warlock spirits.
Command civil war to break out right now inside of her. All foul spirits.
Jesus
turn
name
on the strong man.
In
every George or Jose,
a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Every devil that came to rob, kill,
and
steal. And
bound up and come out.
We break
all foul spirits
right
in Jesus
come
Christ's
up
name.
And out.
The
come
Lord rebuke you.
Out.
Come out all the way out right now.
Everyone.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out or you're going to Tartarus. Come out right now. All the children of fools with no names, come out and get in the cage in Jesus' name. Come out.
By what rights are you still hanging on to the body? In Jesus' name, you will tell us.
You foul spirit, you must answer, Dr. Pat. What is your legal authority? Come up and manifest right now. What's your legal authority or come out? What's your name, foul spirit?
It's fear. It's scared. I feel scared, fear.
We bind the spirit of fear. We command you to loose her in Jesus' name, for God has not given her a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. We loose
yes
the spirit of power and love and sound mind in her right now. And we ask God you loose confusion on this foul spirit right now. Bind it in Jesus' name and come out. Spirit of
okay
fear, loose her in Jesus' name.
We bind the spirit of Kundalini and Joel's army. We command
yes
that you
come out. You've
become
already been beaten.
Useless.
You
become
I'm talking
weak.
Talking to you, you foul spirit.
And you will
come out
lead
now in
the name, in
the
of,
name
Jesus
of Jesus Christ.
We bind up all the bewitching spirits, the beguiling
you must
spirit
submit.
we come against every worshiping
of angel spirit. You are overpowered.
You
have been beaten. Come out right now.
We come against every Hindu spirit. We come against every third wave spirit in the name of Jesus. Every false prophet
angels to smite these foul spirits
in the name of Jesus. We bind up latter rain.
Come out.
In Jesus' name, counterfeit devils, counterfeit
come out. All religious spirits,
seductions.
Come out now in Jesus' name.
We bind up every blinding spirit, Peter Wagner, Chuck
come out.
Beard.
Come out.
All third wave spirits. We
all
bind
right
up
now.
Third heavens.
Looser in
now,
Jesus'
did,
name.
Honey, did she try to lead you into the third heaven, what she called the third heaven?
I've heard of that before, but I don't know what. I don't think so.
Okay. We bind the spirit of angel of light.
Come out.
We come against the Kundalini spirit in the name of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus.
We cage them all, and we command those
all
things.
All Hindu spirits.
In Jesus' name. William Branham, Jesus' only spirit.
Yeah. William
all spirits
Branham.
Tied to Hinduism.
To get out
Islam.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out.
The ungodly thing that has come, new age witchcraft spirit.
Come out.
The spirit of Gnosticism.
Come out.
Native Americans.
All spirits
culture.
That came in through Kenneth Copeland, we bind
the
you. Come out right now.
False revival spirit.
Come out right now.
The energizing of these revivals. The twisted doctrines of devil spirits.
Come
we come against the
all
fallen
devils,
angels.
We bind,
and bind them up.
Looser
all
in Jesus' name.
Confusion, fear, come out.
We pour the blood
get
of Jesus down your
cage.
Throat, you foul
come
spirits.
Out. All of the Christian ministers that were ever so-called Christian ministers that laid their hands on you in any way, we call all of their spirits and all of their twisted activities out.
Out
all
right
of
now.
The twisted
we
word of
break it
God.
Off of you. Put it in the cage right now, angels of God. Come out right now. You come out all the way in Jesus' name. What
Peter
you did for
Wagner.
This lady sevenfold on your head. In Jesus'
come
name.
Out. We cut the biblical cords, the unbiblical cords, all of the false renewal revivals. Come out. The twitching,
right
the twittering, all of the confusion over her mind. We command you to come up out of that throat. You
out
will
right
make
now,
your
in the name of Jesus
small.
Christ.
You must leave every
be
false prophet
shrink 1,000 times right now and come out.
Every open gate, every open storm
the angels
gate,
of God, put a grappling hook in there and rip it out in the name of Jesus.
All of Bob
come
Jones'
out.
Spirits.
Come out.
All of the Florida
God, put an angel
spirits. Come
in
out.
Heaven with a tong and take one of the hot
the
coals off the
spirits.
Of
come
heavens.
Out. In the name of Jesus.
And drop it on these foul
every
spirits' heads right
prayer
now.
That
in Jesus'
you're
name.
Hooked in. We bind and break all the hooks
Father
over
Father God, loose the chair of the Lord on these foul spirits.
And we command those hooks to be
Jesus
demolished.
Come out right
in
now.
In Jesus' name. We command those third wave devils to go.
Looser in
all
Jesus' name. Go in the cage.
All of the fantasy spirits to come out.
Come out.
The lies, the religious spirits.
Come out.
Did you take communion while you were in that church?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we bind up the spirit of false communion, and we command that to come up and out in the name of
come
Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out. Come out. All
out right now.
False fire spirit. Did you go through the fire tunnel?
No.
Okay. Third heaven devils, we bind you up in the name of Jesus.
All
we command
heaven,
you to leave
Hinduism
in the name of Jesus.
Bind you. Come out of her in Jesus'
every
name.
One of you out in
out.
Jesus' name. Not one of them can stay.
All
everyone
the way
named, everyone not named,
Father
we
God,
bind you in the name of Jesus.
Point your finger, we ask, on the demons that are remaining in Jesus' name. Come out right now.
We bind M-O and Uni devils and cage them.
Two foul spirits.
And
we're
command them
to
come out right
out
now.
Right now.
All, any O, winds
right
of
now.
Change, angels of liberty, all
we
of
bind
those
you.
Phone angel spirits.
The authority of Jesus
get
Christ.
Out
you come
right
out right now.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
In the, name
Jesus
of
in the
Jesus.
Highest of the heavens, above high, above all the principalities and powers.
In the name of Jesus.
The
you're,
blood
you have
of
been,
Jesus.
arrested. Come out right now.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Come on out right now.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Weakened in Jesus' name.
Every remaining spirit, you get out. Every unholy.
Angels of God, strip their armor.
You get
spoil them right now.
Right now, and you come out.
Get my haircut, angels of God.
We bind
come
up
out in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit.
All of the chains, all of the bondages, we cut all cords, all ley lines, and we command every prayer that is making every soul
all the way out in the name of Jesus
right
Christ.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Touch not God's anointing.
Of
come
God,
out right now.
In the name of Jesus, we lift
no
over
rest
her
for the
love.
Wicked, day or night. Come out.
We lift over her peace that passes all human understanding. We bind
her sevenfold back on your head, you foul spirits.
Over
in Jesus' name.
Her. In the angel of the whirlwind, you are bound. We command that you leave her instantly.
All spirits of doubt and unbelief, we bind you. Come
immediately
out.
Now.
Come out.
We bind up guardian angels released over her, the protective angels that they released over her, and we command the angel of light to go. In the name of
we
Jesus.
We bind all
not
strange
one
fire.
In the name
stay.
Of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Not one to stay.
Loose her right
all
now. All you foul spirits.
Devils.
You either tell us your authority to be there or you're coming out now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out.
We bind the curse against her wealth, the stealing devils that came to steal her wealth. For the devil, and we command the spirit of poverty to get out of her right now.
All
in
false
Jesus'
condemnation,
name.
We bind
out.
You. Ridicule.
Get
come
out.
Out.
Get out.
Come out.
Get out.
Out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. I
we
pour
bind
the, blood
the powers of the New World Order over you. All the blindness in Jesus' name. Following all pathways, the robot, the zombie
mind control
spirits,
break right now.
Come up and out
Father God,
right now.
Loose her.
Everyone.
Mind. Her eyes
all.
And her ears in Jesus' name.
All.
Come out.
Did Todd ever lay his hands on you?
No.
Okay. Father,
I
we
feel
loose
like
up.
I've got something in my throat.
Okay,
get
we're
out. Is that
speaking of that spirit in the throat.
I command it to
you
get
come out,
smaller,
loose her in the name of
smaller,
Jesus. Go to Tartarus right now.
Cage it.
Angels
we
of God,
command
yank this
it to come out instantly.
Yank
right
this
now.
One out, angels of God. Cut it out and take it to Tartarus. It's foul spirit, you're in the cage. You're going to Tartarus now in Jesus' name. Come out.
In Jesus'
all
name.
All the way out
real
right now.
Real hot. Real hot.
Father God,
I'm real hot.
Fire oh, yeah,
that's
a false fire. That's a false fire spirit that they come. We bind all false fire.
All false fire.
And strange fire.
Come
and
out.
Command
in Jesus
it to come
name.
Out right now.
You're going
in
to
the name
right now. Father God,
come out.
More angels
up
to rip
and
them out.
Out. Call for that right
angels of God, attack formation. Attack it.
In
smite
Jesus'
it.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You foul spirit
in
the throat,
Jesus
be weakened
name.
Right now. Be weakened in the name of Jesus and come out.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of the Lamb.
Come out right now
the blood
in Jesus
of the
name.
Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
The blood,
blood.
Of Jesus.
Blood
we
of
give
Jesus.
You glory for the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Glory
of God.
The
cut
blood.
Off its roots and its tails right now.
Now, Father,
any connections to it,
we
Jesus
just
name.
Release over our sisters the weapons that will war against Satan for her from this day forward. Isaiah says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment against thee shall thou condemn.
Force
we condemn all of these Jesus weapons
name.
That were released against our sister in Jesus' name. In defense, we command every devil that came against her, for we have a strong city, salvation, shall God appoint for the walls. Of bullwhips in Isaiah 26:1, thou shalt call thy walls salvation and the gates of praise. We close all of the open doors now
yes.
And open the gates of praise
of
and
right
the
now,
connection
Jesus.
Of heaven to you. directly connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 1. The Bible says that he will encamp around your house because of the army in Zechariah 9:8. That thou shalt be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Isaiah 60:19. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beauty and glory, escapeth of Israel. Behold, the days cometh, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a famine of water, but of hearing the word. We release over our sister the ability to hear, discern, and understand the word of God from this day forward. We release the Holy Ghost to come and fill her with the baptism of fire from her head to her feet, overflowing with joy, peace,
or the oil
and
the all
of
right
the
now,
gifts
Jesus
of the
name.
Holy Ghost. Take a deep breath and just start praising him right now in Jesus' name. Praising, praising, praising.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
Lord of Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Give her the gift of tongues, God.
Lord Jesus, right now.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. And Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please, please deliver her now. To it was at some point between now and the end of this year, just lead her to the right people who live near enough to her so she can meet with them face to face. They can pray through any more issues very slowly, very thoroughly, very carefully. And Lord, also, you know, empower if she needs to again to call in regularly or call in often to Omega Man Radio. But, Lord, please do find people in a local area who you know, have got the time and can go through this, Lord. And Lord, please bring down Peter Wagner, bring down Todd Bentley, bring down all these false prophets in the UK, Lord Jesus Christ, and in the USA.
And,
Lord,
God, expose them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And you say, Lord, you repay the years the locusts
all
have taken.
Spirits, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. In Jesus',
Jesus
name. And you say, Lord, you
let what's covered be uncovered, God, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Yeah. You say you repay, Lord, the years the locusts have taken. Well, do this, Lord, in this person's life. And do it, Lord Jesus Christ, in the lives of all the Christians in the United Kingdom and in the USA and other countries who very sincerely were misled. And, you know, very sincerely went to the wrong source of anointing, teaching, blessing, healing. And, Lord, please, please, put right what went wrong. Amen.
We've got
Lord,
1 minute remaining. Thank you, caller, for calling
in.
God bless you.
We lift
ahead,
up
Dr.
all
Pat.
Of the demons from these movements that's coming against our ministries and reverse them back instantly.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Go ahead.
God bless
close.
You, Brother Jonathan. Dr. Pat, God bless you.
My pleasure.
Join us again next week for the School of Deliverance Saturday night at 8 p.m. and the School of Intercessory Prayer Sunday night at 8 p.m. MiracleInternetChurch.com, PatHolliday.com, OmegaManRadio.com. Jonathan, how can people reach you?
I've got a website. It's not specifically Christian, but it's called SaveTheBritishFilmIndustry.com, and it's one of the ways that it helps me get into Parliament. It's called SaveTheBritishFilmIndustry.com. Just Google Save the British Film Industry.
God bless you,
John. And go to contact. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Dr. Pat, any last words?
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. Continue to pray for us and our families and for this ministry. And if God leads you, please do give OmegaRadio.com.
God bless everyone tonight. We'll see you on the next program.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.